back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
It's the number 8 ranked Thayer Bobcats, the number 4 ranked Ava Bears getting ready to go at it here. In Ava tonight. Winner takes over sole possession of first place in the SCA. Both teams are on the sidelines just waiting for the captains to go to midfield for the coin toss. And the captains for the Thayer Bobcats tonight, number 22, Griffin Willison, along with number 66. That is Schaefer Mullins. And number 5, Mean Austin Green. He'll be going out. Well, what a game Austin had last week defensively. I know he won the Defensive Player of the Week award.
Yeah, I believe he had like 15 tackles.
15 tackles, and just really did a great job all night for Coach Billy Weber and Thayer Bobcats. And Coach Weber, of course, assisted by Zach Steed, Briar Hancock, and the legend, the Hall of Famer, Dave Meek, who's already got the towel around his neck and pacing the sidelines here at Ava.
Seen him grab a chair earlier, and he said, "This is mine."
Well, and it is.
Yeah,
and he pretty much gets what he wants. He's 90 years of age and still out there coaching those Thayer Bobcats. And the Ava Bears, see, their captain's tonight, number 77. That's one of their seniors, Brody Tidwell. Also number 12, another senior, Blaine Mendel. And I can't make the other one out.
That one's 56, Jacob Lackey.
56, all right. And, of course, they're coached by longtime head coach Dan Spolford, assisted by Casey Merrifield, Garrett Thayer, Colton Skiles, Chase Willis, Matt Rogers. Remember this name? Chance Dry.
That is a familiar name.
Yeah, well, he was All-American over here at Ava back a few years ago. Chase Gastineau and John Johnson, your assistant coaches for the Ava Bears. And they're going out for the flip of the coin. Find out who's going to get the ball to start this game. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back to tell you and have our kickoff in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bobcats. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Small-town values mean a lot to Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. She's from here and a proud Bobcat alumnus. She's been practicing law in Kansas City for 20 years, but also serves our local community with pride. If you need an attorney, call Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. Small-town values with big city experience. 816-877-8120 or visit LaurenAllenLLC.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertising.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Now we're back here at Ava on the hill in Douglas County. The Ava Bears won the coin toss, but Adam, they decided to defer to the second half, so it's going to be a Thayer Bobcat set to receive this football. They're going to get the ball first here at Ava tonight. Number 15 teed it up for the Ava Bears, Jeremiah Blakey. And we watched him in the warm-ups. The young man's got a pretty good leg.
Yeah, he's got a boot on.
Thayer Bobcats have got their three receivers back deep. Justin Grimes, Jackson Bullison, and who's the other over here?
Well, that's Brendan Bigger.
Brendan Bigger. He'll be out there and play Simers. Simers not out tonight. And Bigger will start a wide receiver in place of Simers for the Thayer Bobcats tonight. Also, I believe he's also playing out on the corner. So here we go. Thayer Bobcats, Ava Bears, 12 minutes on the clock. Our officials are ready to go. Big crowd on hand, and folks, It's on. Bear Bobcats. Ava Bears is the kick, and it's a straight-up in the air kick. Bobcats calls it a fair catch, and we're going to get a penalty flag on the far side for an offside on the Ava Bears. So that'll back them up some. So Ava opting to go for a little punch, kick the ball straight up in the air, and a very alert Bobcat player. Was that Landry? That was Landry Pitts. No? That was number... No,
that's number eight. That's Brendan Bigger. Rowan Spencer is back deep.
Okay.
The eight and the nine, they bunch up and they all
look
the same.
Okay, yeah, look the same. Anyway, here that is on the far side, but they are called for the fair catch. Now, that is Colt Gonzalez, number 14. Call for the fair catch, which was a smart move.
Yes, it was.
Smart move. Here we go. Ava teed up now back on the 35 after the 5 yards marked off for the offsides infraction, and here we go. Well, they bumped up in the air. Yes, they do. Bump it up in the air. And Gonzalez again calls for the fair catch. Makes the catch, then drops it. Ball loose on the field with the Thayer Bobcats. Got right back on it. So Thayer going to have it first and 10 at their own 33-yard line for the first possession of the line. Landry Pitts to bring out his offense. Landry Pitts, the quarterback of the Thayer Bobcats, a senior who has been really good all season long, and especially over the last 3 weeks, he has been throwing the ball right on the money every time he throws it.
Yes, he has. When he's needed to throw it well, he's threw it well, and when he's needed to hand it off really well, he's done that good too.
Jack Willison will start at tailback tonight for the Thayer Bobcats. His fullback tonight will be Peyton Mills, who started last week and had over 70 yards rushing in the game over at Kabul. Griffin Willison is here, and he is dressed out, but he will only play, for the most part, on defense, was the word that we got. Of course, the tight end, Kyron Magnuson, the wideouts, Lane Grimes, and Brendan Bigger, we believe, going to be the other wideout. Or the Thayer Bobcats here to get this thing started. I don't know what the holdup is out there. They have to change that. Thayer ball at the 34-yard line. They're wearing the white uniforms tonight, trimmed in the green. And the officials, I don't know what the delay is here. Play clock hasn't started. Game clock's marked off 2 seconds. And both teams are on the field, and the officials just standing around. I'm really not sure what the delay is here. Anyway, some sort of a delay. And the white hat going back. Side judges are both in place. I don't know. Some kind of an issue that they're not going to let them get started now. And the Bobcats are saying, come on, let's get this thing going. I'm wondering if there's an issue with the play clock.
Both of them are at 25.
Yeah, and they should be running, and they're not. So they have to keep the play clock on the field. Anyway, we're just underway. I want to say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters while we got a moment here, including the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring and Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, the Thayer Walmart store, along with the Country Cottage Cafe in Thayer, the official lunch spot of the Bobcat broadcast crew, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer and West Plains, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, and the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring. Now the clock is running, and we are ready to go. Thayer Bobcats break the huddle. Landry Pitts coming up under center. Looks like he'll come here with a lone setback. In the backfield, Bobcat's got a flanker on the left end. There's a give on the handoff right up the front to Jackson Wilson. Fights out of a tackle, gets across the 35 and down at about the 35-yard line. So about a yard on the game for Jackson Wilson. He looked okay on that run.
Yes, he did. He even spun out of one tackle, and if he wouldn't have slipped on the mud there, that might have went a long way.
Might have. Anyway, pick up about one on first down for the Thayer Bobcats. Jackson Wilson on the first carry of the line. He'll come out here. Landry Pitts will be up under center. Jackson, no, actually Mills in the backfield. Bobcats coming with 2-by-1. A tight end on the near side to take a handoff, rolling to his right. Bobcats looking, they're going to throw it to Grimes. Grimes is the pass knocked away at the last moment. Incomplete. Good defensive play out there by number 2, Zach Richards. He just kind of waited back, and when the ball was thrown, he attacked. So incomplete pass to lead, 3rd down and 9 for the Thayer Bobcats. And I'm kind of like Landry. It looked like Grimes was open. The defender got there right at the right time, knocked it away. It was a good defensive play. They play a lot of man-to-man defense in the secondary, although, and Coach Weber told us, they sometimes don't even put a safety back there, but they're playing with a safety back there tonight. They've watched the Bobcats throw the ball over the last couple of weeks. In fact, a couple of safeties out on the field. Thayer here in a split back set. 3rd down and 9. Landry Pitts back looking to throw. That gets a little pressure. Going to have to tuck it and run. No, he throws this one downfield, and Grimes is open for a moment. The pass is intercepted. intercepted down at the 36-yard line by Zach Richards, the opposing quarterback.
That was just a good defensive play there.
That was a good defensive play, and the ball was not thrown badly. It was, if anything, maybe a little bit underthrown.
Yeah.
Maybe it could have got a little more air under that ball because Lane had to stop and wait for it. And that allowed Richards to get there and make the interception. So Ava, beneficiary of the first turnover of the night, here comes the Ava offense. Number two, Zach Richards, the senior, is their quarterback. They run that flex bone. They're sending the man wide to the far side. It is Evan Fleetwood. No, he's going off the field. So the flex bone. Got a man coming in motion. Here's a handoff going to the big back, going to the outside. Bobcat's going to run him out of bounds after about a one-yard gain. Yeah, that was Spencer Skiles, number 44 on the carry. 5'11", 185-pounder. And the Bobcats make the tackle, and Jackson Willison out there playing defense, too. So we've been told that Jackson might not play on defense. He's a gamer. He's out there ready to go. Pick up of two on the play for Spencer Skiles and the Ava Bears. They do not go to a huddle. Get play in from the sideline from Coach Swafford. Got fullback in the backfield. That's the big freshman. There's a give to the freshman. He runs it right up in the middle. Breaks one tackle and dives out across the 40 to about the 44-yard line. That was Hunter Adams. Right up the middle, number three. Picks up about, 6 yards. Third down and two for the Ava Bears. Ava wearing the blue jerseys with the yellow highlights, white pants, and the yellow helmet. Bear Bobcats again wearing the road whites tonight, trimmed in green. Third down at about two for the Ava Bears. A big fullback, Hunter Adams, in the backfield. Two receivers wide to the near side, one to the far side for Ava. Let's spread it out a little bit here. They're going to give it to Adams up in the middle. The quarterback's going to keep it. Gets hit at the line, breaks the tackle, and going to get brought down. It'll be about a 3-4 yard pickup on a first down for the Ava Bears. That was Zach Richards, the quarterback. And he'll pick up a first down and move the sticks out to about the 48-yard line. Pickup of about four on the play. So nothing fancy from the Ava Bears so far.
No, and I don't think you're going to see anything fancy. No. I think we're going to see them line up and run the football.
Yeah, what we've seen on these first three plays, probably what we're going to see for the next 35 or 40.
Yeah, or more.
10 minutes to go here in the first quarter. No score. Thayer Bobcats threw an interception on their first drive. And just a good play. Here's Richards, the quarterback, up under center. Get that flex bone. Got a man going in motion. He'll give it to Adams, the fullback, and he'll get hit just across the line. Pick up about a yard on the play. Good defensive stop there. The Thayer Bobcats led by Kyron Magnuson getting up off the bottom of the pile. That's a good game tackle for the Thayer Bobcats. Pick up 1 yard on the play out to the 49-yard line. Second down and nine here for the Ava Bears. Nathan Mills helping out on that tackle for Thayer.
Really like how the Bobcats are all flocking to the football this game.
Well, I mean, they got gang tackles. Yeah, they got nine up in the box. Grimes and safety. There goes a man in motion. They're going to give it to him on the pitch. That is number 12, Mendel. Mendel trying to get to the outside. Bobcats hit him behind the line. He'll drop him for a 2-yard loss. Great, great, great play by the Fair Bobcat defense.
Yeah, I didn't see who did it, but one of them actually knocked the blocker into him.
Yeah, knocked him in. Yeah, great penetration there by the Thayer Bobcat defense, and they stopped Mendel for about a 2-yard loss. It'll be third down and 11 for the Ava Bears. So Mendel trying to get to the outside. The Bobcats cut him off, and that's going to be a key tonight. They're going to have to get those ends upfield and not let Ava get to the corner. They didn't that time. Mendel never got his shoulders squared. 3 men on a bunch on the other side. Man coming in motion. They're going to hit to the fullback. No, going the other way. That is Mendel. Mendel breaks a tackle. He'll get tackled across the 50 at about the 46-yard line. He'll pick up about 7. And it's going to bring up a fourth down for the Ava Bears out of midfield. It'll be fourth and an almost 4 for Ava. Ball sits right on the 45-yard line. They got to get to about the 42. They'll call it 3. Will Ava go for it here? Or will they bring on the punting unit? They're going to huddle up here with 8 minutes to go in the first quarter, just underway from Ava. The Bears are going to roll the dice here.
No, sir.
Oh, no, they're going to punt. They bring the punter out. So Ava's going to punt. Lane Grimes will go back deep to receive for Thayer.
Okay, Ava. Fine. Mendel is the punter.
Richards. Oh, Mendel. Mendel, right, number 12. He fakes it. Now he does kick it, and it's going to go out of bounds. What a terrible punt. He ran to his right and then kicked the ball, and it's going to end up being only about a 20-yard punt. Well, they're going to get pretty good field position here. They're going to bring it all the way out to the 27-yard line. They're Bobcats with their second possession of the night. So both teams have the ball here in the first quarter. Neither team able to put any points on the board. And again, Thayer threw the interception of the ball. And I still say if Landry gets a little more air under that ball and got it over Richards' head,
yep.
Lane was open.
Maybe just
ball was just a little underthrown and thrown a little bit flat.
Maybe due to the wet field.
Yeah, could be. Here come the Bobcats. Jackson Willison in the backfield. Landry pitch up under center. Bobcats with three receivers in a bunch on the left side. And they're going to give it to Willison, running up in the middle. And he'll get a couple yards out to about the 30. Looks like they'll give him the 29.
Mills on the carry.
Oh, is that Mills? Well, it was Mills, number 20 on the carry. Picks up just a couple on the play. Second down and eight. 7:30 to go, first quarter here from Ava, Missouri. Number 4 ranked Ava, they're the number 4 ranked team in Class 2. They are the number 8 ranked team in Class 1. And they might be ranked higher, but everybody above them is still undefeated.
Yep.
And Thayer's got that one loss, which came to Atai, who's ranked number 4. Bobcats come here in a power T formation, wide receiver to the near side on a second down and 8. Andrew Pitts turn, gives it on a pitch. That is Willison trying to fight off a tackle, gets back to the line. Maybe falls ahead for about a yard gain and good penetration that time by the Able Bears defensive line. Willison stopped at the 30-yard line, give him one. Third down and about, well, a long seven for the Thayer Bobcats here. Bobcats unable to run on Ava. Ava had a little trouble running on the Bobcats. And we may play most of this game between the 30s.
Yeah.
The way it looks right now, both coaches trying to kind of volley for that field position. They are again in the power T formation on the third down and 8. And now they go in motion, bring up two flankers. Landry Pitts back looking to throw. Looking downfield, looking across the middle. Now going to have to tuck and run. He gets to the 35 and brought down at about the 37. And this may be very close to a first down. It's going to be about a half a yard shy of the first down marker. Call it about a 6-yard run for Landry Pitts. Ball is at the 36-yard line. Thayer's got to get to the 37 for a first down. So do you go for it here at the Bobcats punt?
This early on, I think I'm going for it.
I think they're going to punt it.
Yeah, looks like it, but I would have went for it.
Looks like they're going to send the punting unit out. Landry Pitts, of course, the Bobcat quarterback, is also the punter. And Bobcats getting players in and out. So they're going to go for the field position here early. 5:44 to go and counting in the first quarter. Landry Pitts. Back to punt the ball away. Makes the catch. He's going to kick it. Does a high kick. Bounces it to 30. And fielded by the deep man. And he's tackled. Right. Oh, he broke out of the tackle. Now he gets brought down.
Green Austin.
Man, Austin Green. Took a little while to get there. But when he did, he said, "No, you're not going anywhere, Bubba." And he brought him down at the 30-yard line. So Ava will take over first and 10 at their own 30-yard line. Fair Bobcat football tonight brought to you in part by your Bobcat boosters. Like Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, and the Sunset Salon and Barbering. Here comes Zach Richards and the Ava Bears with their offense back on the field. Last time they had it, they did get one first down. Or the Thayer Bobcat defense stopped them at midfield. They've got it now at the 30-yard line. Those last drive started at the 32. Richards will be up under center, the big fullback. Hunter Adams is the tailback. Mendel going in motion. They give it to Adams up in the middle, and he's hit at the line and falls ahead. Good push by the offensive line, but just about 2.5 yards on the pickup. Give him 3. Brings up a second down and 7 for Ava. They just haven't even looked like they wanted to throw it at all yet.
No, and in the warm-up before the game,
they did not throw it one time.
I did not see a single pass.
No. They get a new offensive lineman out there. And Richards will come to the line here. They're still looking for the play-in from the sidelines. 18 seconds on the play clock. Ava does not huddle. Take number 45, Caden Lee, coming wide to the near, or coming to the near side. He'll line up at the tight end. They come in the true flex phone here. Mendel going in motion. They give it inside. No quarterback's going to keep it. Now pitches to Mendel. He's got some room. Bobcats come up to make a hit. He jumps over a tackler and then gets tackled at the 43-yard line. And Mendel will pick up about 9 yards and a first down. He jumped over a tackler, and, boy, that is so dangerous.
Yeah, all I could see was a knee going.
Yeah, exactly.
That's scary.
But he did get over him, and then the Bobcats came up and made the hit, made the stop. At about the 43-and-a-half. So Able with it, first and 10, second first down of the game for the Able Bears. Their Bobcats do not have one yet. We're down to 4:25 to go. here on the hill in Ava. Richards up under center, quick snap, going to keep it, running to the right side, trying to get to the outside. Bobcats will hit him, finally bring him down, but this thing is coming way back. You know, we got a penalty flag back at the line of scrimmage. It's going to be a holding call against the Ava Bears. So this is going to back them up. And quarterback Richards, boy, he's tough.
Yes, he is.
He carried that for about 11 yards before the Bobcats threw him out of bounds, but it's all for naught. It's coming back, and that, you know, when you knock off that 10 yards, it's going to end up being about a 20-yard penalty on the Ava Bears. It'll be first down and 19. Ball back to the 35-yard line. They've got to get to the Bobcat 46 for a first down. So first and 19. Well, when you're a running team, this is difficult. 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Bobcats that time bit on the fake inside, and the quarterback Richards got around on the corner and had some room out there. He's up under center again. Got a man going in motion, coming to the near side. This time they hand it off to the fullback. That is Adams, and he's going to carry across the 40 to about the 42. Got that one all the way back up to a 43-yard line. Grimes making a tackle. Will be second down and 11. Picked up about 8 yards on that play. He's a good-looking running back.
Yes, he is.
Hunter Adams, and just a freshman.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's going to be fun to watch for the next 4 years over here.
5'11", 182 pounds. Richards gets to play in from the sideline for his teammates. They got a tight end on the far side. They got a man split wide out there. And the flex bone lines up. And here's the man going right. That is Mendel. Mendel gets it across the 45, out to near the 50, breaks another tackle, another one, and finally brought down. And we got a penalty flag coming down on this play. This may be, I don't know what this may be. This may be a face mask. I don't know. Official from the sideline threw the flag all the way over to the middle of the field. Mendel was shy of the first down marker by about a yard, it looks like. A good 10-yard run, but don't mark it down. It's a personal foul face mask against the Thayer Bobcats. Yep, somebody got a hold of it. Wouldn't let it go. So, first penalty tonight on the Thayer Bobcats. Going to be a big one, 15 yards, and will give Ava a first down. All the way down to around the 32-yard line, something like that. Official continues to mark it off. That'll be about the 33-yard line. So first and 10 for the Ava Bears with 3:17 to go in the first quarter. No score at Ava. We'll check in with some of the other games around the area, see if we got any early scores here in just a little bit. First and 10 for the Ava Bears. Bobcat defense got to stiffen up here, and we've seen this all year. Give a little in the middle. You get down there close to that red zone, they get awfully tough. Here's Richards. Got a man going in motion. And, oh, there's a fumble. Richards will jump on it all the way back in the 42-yard line, but he'll be down right there. And that's going to be a big loss for Ava on a first down play, a little mishandle of the football. And Richards jumped on it all the way back at the 41-yard line. They've got to get to the 23 for a first down. So it is second down and about 19 again. Well, the Ava Bears had it first and 19 a moment ago and managed to convert thanks to the penalty on the Thayer Bobcat defense. Richards getting a play in from the sideline. Comes to the line of scrimmage. Like everybody knows what they're running. Second down at 19, Ava. Bobcats loading up the box here. There goes Mendel in motion. They take it. Now quarterback's going to keep it. Now pitch it out to Mendel. He's got some room. He's up to the original line of scrimmage. Gets hit. Knocked out of bounds. That's a good run. Picks up about 15 on the play. And nobody out there for the Thayer Bobcat. I don't know what happened to the corner on that side. But the Bobcat's got to get a linebacker out because that's twice that play's been wide open up that sideline.
Yes, it has. Everybody's going after the quarterback. Nobody's thinking pitch man.
Yeah, somebody got to get on that pitch man. And actually about a 14-yard pickup. Third down and 6 now for the Ava Bears down to the Thayer 27.5-yard line. And they got to get to about the 23 for a first down. Richards up under center, lone set back behind him. And the man in motion, they hand it to the fullback, the big freshman. He'll get down inside the 25. Well, they mark him right on the 25. He'll pick up about 3-4 yards on the play. It's going to bring up a fourth down and a long two for the Ava Bears. Zach Jones making the tackle for Thayer. Fourth down and 2 for the Ava Bears. Minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Ava driving on the Bobcat defense. And a big fourth down play here. No doubt about this one. They're going to go for it. No doubt. Right at the 25-yard line to the Thayer Bobcats. Well, this will be a huge stop for this defense. Quarterback Up under center, gives to the fullback. No, quarterback's going to keep it. Gets hit behind the line and brought down. I believe he's going to be short.
I don't know. They gave him an awful good spot, I think.
Yeah, run to the option. Yeah, the side just gave him a good spot. But see what the referee does. They're going to look this one over. And they're going to eyeball it. And no indication yet from the official.
They're going to bring him out onto the field.
They're going to bring the chains out and measure this one. It's awfully close. So a big play early in this game. Minute 31 to go in the first quarter. Abler trying to convert on a fourth and two. They're stretching the chains, and he did not make it. He did not make it. Oh, they gave it to him.
Ain't no way.
No, I don't think so either. The end of that stick was in front of the football.
You have to get that close and look at it. He did not make it.
Yeah, maybe a little gift there for the Abler Bears.
Do get word that the Plains is up 14-0 with 5 minutes to go in the first.
All right, playing the Parkview Vikings over at Zizzer Stadium, homecoming for West Point. All right, so a new set of downs for Ava. They're down to the 23-yard line of the Fair Bobcats. Bobcat coaches will look at that one close on the film. Here's Richards up under center again. Going to give it to the big fullback. No, Richards going to keep it. No, he gave it to the fullback, and he's going to be tackled at about the 20-yard line. Pick up of a couple on the play for Hunter Adams. Adams, the fullback, will pick up two. Brady Justice making the tackle for the Fair Bobcats. And we're down to 1 minute to go here in the first quarter, a scoreless first quarter at Ava. Good ball game so far, although Ava's had the ball most of this first quarter and just two possessions. Second down and eight for the Bears. Adams, the fullback, behind Richards. Callahan coming in motion. They're going to give it again to the big fullback, and he dives inside the 20. Down to about the 18 before he's brought down. And he'll pick up another couple on the play. Interior line of the Fair Bobcats. Justice and company making the play. It'll be third down and about six now for the Abler Bears. This will be the final play of the quarter. 27 seconds on the game clock. 22 on the play clock. They've got to run a play before the quarter expires. Mendel gets the play from the quarterback. Adams, fullback. Hey, give it. Now a little misdirection. Got it to Mendel. Mendel trying to fight for yardage. Breaks the tackle. Breaks another. And is down inside the 10. Going to get a first down. Bowling target tackle. That's going to be a 9-yard pickup and a first down for Mendel. That is Blaine Mendel, the 5'11", 170-pound senior. Boy, he is a load to tackle out there. Bobcats kept hitting him. He just kept on going. And that will be the final play of our first quarter. No score at Ava. Fair Bobcats and Abler Bears. Ava threatening inside the 10-yard line. We'll be back with the second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Scott Cecil is no different. Scott runs a small business in Southern Missouri, too, and he's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Scott Cecil for small business insurance today.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, knoxorthopedics.com.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
That's first and goal to go for the Ava Bears as we start the second quarter here at Ava. No score, but Ava threatening here with Thayer Bobcat defense. Haven't been giving up any big chunks. Just 2 and 3 yards at a time most of the time. They're going to have to get really stingy here as Ava's in a goal-to-go formation. There's the give to the big fullback. No, quarterback's going to keep it. Cuts it up inside. Bobcats hit him and bring him down at about the 5-yard line. Good game tackle as Richards kept it on the option. Bobcats stop him at the 5-yard line. Picks up about 4 more. No, second down and goal to go from just outside the 5-yard line for the Abler Bears. Bears got to get a little penetration up on that line. Abler moving the Bobcat defensive line off the ball. They got started in the done a couple of times. They stopped Abel for losses. They've got to get somebody to get a little penetration, get to that ball carrier before he gets to the corner. Here's Richards up under center. Got a man going in motion. He'll give it to Adams, fleet fullback. This time he's hit at the line. No gain on the play. It's going to be third and goal to go from the 5-yard line. Bobcats making good play. Randy Justice again making a tackle. Zach Jones out there to help him.
Justice turned out to be a really good player.
Yes, he is, and he's just a young one, too.
Yeah, I think he's talking.
Yeah. He has become a stud out there. 11 minutes to go in the first half. Abel with a third down and goal to go from the 5-yard line. When you run, really the only option you got is which guy is going to handle it here. I think they give it to the big fullback. And on the Bobcat defense, I'm thinking the same thing. Got a man in motion here to give to Adams. No quarterback going to keep it. Now gives on a pitch. And the pitch man's got one man to beat, and he does easily. Number 44, Spencer Childs goes in from 5 yards out for the Abel Bears with 10:38 to go. In the first quarter, Abel has taken a 6-0 lead over the Fair Bobcats. It was Childs. And Bobcats had the quarterback. A nice job by Spencer to get rid of the football to the pitch man. And then there was nobody out wide for the Fair Bobcats to make the stop. Nobody out there. Of course, they're playing some very young players down on those corners. And they got burned that time. And here is the kicker, number 15, Preston Adams. Another freshman on to attempt the extra point. Try to make it 7-0. And we're just underway in the second quarter here. And snap is back. Kick is up. It is good. The kick is good. That makes it 7-0. Abel Bears have taken the early lead over the Thayer Bobcats. We'll take time out. Back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Community First Banking Company declares My Card Rules. It's their new mobile app feature that allows you to add alerts or restrictions to your debit card, report a lost or stolen debit card, or temporarily suspend your card and reactivate it all at the touch of a fingertip. And Community First still offers free checking accounts, free debit cards, and free paper statements.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats lining up to receive the kick. The Abel Bears of a drive to start on their own 30-yard line. They went 70 yards. I don't know how many plays it took, but it was a bunch.
It was definitely a bunch.
But a good-looking drive, and with 10:38 to go in the first half, the Abel Bears have taken the lead 7-0 over the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats have... back deep to receive the kick. Last time, Ava kicked it short. See what they do with it this time. And kicker, this time going to kick it again straight up in the air. Going to be taken by Mikhail Cray at the 25-yard line. Mikhail trying to get to the outside. He's going to get brought down back around the 25. Well, should be blowing this play dead. Anyway, 10.5 minutes to go in the first half. Fair will take over at their own 25-yard line, first and 10. Here comes Landry Pitts. Bobcat quarterback. It may be time for Thayer to open this thing up a little bit. They have not been able to run the ball much on Ava. And Ava's just loading everybody in a box. They got great athletes out of the corners, and they're just playing straight up man-to-man. So, and, of course, Thayer's attempted, what, three passes already?
Two passes.
Two?
Yep.
Well, I may throw another one right here. I think you've got to try and get a couple of those guys out of the box. And Coach Billy Weber was chewing on the side judge there for a moment. I think he was upset about taking so long to blow that whistle on that tackle.
Yeah, and rightfully so.
Yeah, I would agree. Pitch up under center. Bobcats come out of the power T formation. Grimes, Mills, and Willison in the backfield. Bobcats going to run the option. Lane Landry drops the football, and it looks like Thayer got that in. No, Abel Bears say they got it. It is Abel Bear football at the 23-yard line. Landry Pitts just flat out dropped the ball. So two turnovers on the Thayer Bobcats, and Ava's got it at the 24-yard line. Man, that's not what you need. Two turnovers here in the first half. They are already down 7-0, and Ava with great field position and all the momentum in this game, and the body language on the field shows that.
Yes, it does.
They are just doesn't look like they got much fight in them right now. From the defensive side, that defense has been on the field for a long time. Got to get it up, boys. Got to get it up. Here comes Ava. Got a man going in motion. Give is going to be no quarterback going to keep it. Gives on the pitch out to Skiles. Skiles running over the left side. 15 down to the 10. Finally brought down at about the 7-yard line. I don't know who it was that finally got out there to tackle him, but once he gets the ball, he's gone. And Thayer doesn't have an answer out there on that corner. They don't have an answer out on that corner. And they continue to pick on that side, and that's the side they've run that play to every time tonight. Lane Grimes came up from his safety spot to make the tackle. But it's going to be a first and goal to go from Ava. Ball sits right across the 10-yard line. 10-15 to go in the quarter. Quarterback up under center, hands the ball in the middle. Nope, going to keep it. Gives it on a pitch. This time coming to the other side. Good block. Touchdown, Bindle. Bindle dances into the end zone untouched. And the Ava Bears are taking a 13-0 lead with 10 minutes to go in the first half. And the Bobcat defense is wore out. I mean, absolutely wore out. They've been on the field almost this entire game. Bears only run about six or eight offensive plays.
Six
offensive plays in the entire first half of the Thayer Bobcats. Ava on to attempt the extra point. Again, another freshman out there, Jeremiah Blakely, to kick it. No, he's a junior. I'm sorry, he's a junior. Set to kick it. 211-pound kicker. Here's a snap. His back kick is up. It's right down the middle. It's good. That makes it 14-0, Ava. We'll take a timeout. Back with a kick in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you list your home with a REMAX agent, you get a pro ready to help every step of the way. And to jam a bunch of those ways into this radio ad, we enlisted the help of one of those fine print speed readers from TV.
REMAX agents can assemble a team of experts with a specific set of skills, kind of like an ensemble heist movie, but for selling a house. Staging, fixing, inspecting, the whole 10 yards. Oh, they might know some landscapers too.
And that's just a few of the ways a REMAX agent helps you every step of the way. Visit REMAX.com or download the REMAX app to find your agent.
Each office independently owned and operated.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, 10 minutes to go in the first half. The Ava Bears have just scored their second touchdown in 34 seconds. They scored the first one with 10:38 to play in the first half. Skiles on a 5-yard run, and the second one, Mendel on a 10-yard run after Ava had recovered a Bobcat fumble. Here comes the Thayer Bobcats back to receive another kick. And so far, they haven't kicked it deep. Blakely puts this one straight up in the air. And it's going to be Mikhail Cray making the catch at the 25, out to the 30, 35. And it's going to get hit, spins out of a tackle out to the 40-yard line. So a nice run back by Mikhail Cray. Bobcats, pretty good field position here at their own 40-yard line. 9:58 to go. And it's very important right now, if you're a Thayer Bobcat, you've got to take this ball down the field 60 yards and put it in the end zone.
Yeah, you don't have much choice.
No, you have got to find a way to get it done here against these Ava Bears. So first and 10, Thayer. Landry Pitts brings it out. Bears had two turnovers in the first half that has really hampered the offense. One of them an interception on just a good play by the secondary. But that last one was just a drop of the football. Then Thayer couldn't get back on it. Landry Pitts fumbling. Landry's in shotgun formation here. Got a man on his right hip. Thayer in a passing formation. Landry rolling to his right, looking downfield, steps up in the pocket. Now he's just going to have to run. He's going to get sacked back at the 35-yard line. Not much protection back there, and the Bobcats will get sacked. Landry Pitts will lose 5 yards on the play. And the wheels kind of falling off on the Thayer Bobcats here tonight in the first half. The first quarter was pretty good, but the second quarter has been ugly, and we've only played 2.5 minutes of it. 9:30 to go. They were the second down and 15, and Landry just said didn't have any time to get his feet set and try and even look downfield. Ava, solid on defense. They haven't given up very many points all year. Bobcats come out here, three wideouts to the, two to the near side. Bobcats with a double wing. Landry back looking to throw, looking over the middle. Mills makes the catch to the 50, to the 45, 40, and down to the 38-yard line. Peyton Mills out of the backfield, and Thayer will pick up 15, 27 yards on the play. So there's a little spark for the Bobcat offense. Peyton Mills, the fullback back there, actually lined up at a flanker back and got open right up the middle. So Thayer put more people out there and passed on the pass play than Ava had people back to defend.
They were a little confused on that defensively.
Yeah. Thayer now with three wideouts. On the near side, two on the far side. Man coming in motion. Fake handoff. Landry Pitts. Step back, looking to throw. Throws this one over. It's complete. Pass is complete. That'll be about a 9-yard pickup down to the 30-yard line. That was that Mills or was that Grimes? That was Mills again. Peyton Mills makes the catch. Tackled at the 30. It'll be about an 8-yard pickup on first down. They'll figure it out with a second down and two, and that's more manageable. Coach Billy Weber likes winning on first down. And again, Thayer getting down to the 30-yard line. They got to get about the 27.5 for a first down here. Well, Thayer opened it up on this possession, trying to spread that defense out a little bit. Not let Ava just stand there with nine guys in the box. Landry gets up under center, gives to the back, coming to the outside. Now cutting it upfield to the 30. First down for Grimes. He's down to the 25. First down on a 5-yard run on the jet sweep for Lane Grimes. And Fastlane will pick up the Thayer Bobcats first down of the night.
Second
first down of the night. And that first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. First and 10, Thayer down into the Community First Banking Company red zone. Well, I like to see Thayer answering that touchdown.
Yeah, they're playing much better this go-around.
Yes, they are. First and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats. Fifth and shotgun, got Mills to protect. Takes a handoff to him. A little play action. Looking over the middle. Pass is caught by Willison at the 20. Down to the 15. Down to the 11-yard line before he's brought down. Jackson Willison makes the catch over the middle. And what a catch it was. A 14-yard pickup. And another Thayer Bobcat first down. This one brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Thayer Bobcats, again, in the Community First Banking Company red zone. 12-yard line of the Ava Bears with 7:36 to go in the first quarter. They've been doing it through the air. I don't think Ava was quite ready for it. Landry pits up under center again. Going to give the handoff to Grimes. Grimes trying to get to the outside. Cuts it up inside. Dives inside the 10. Brought down to about the 9. He's close to a 3-yard pickup with Thayer running the jet sweep to the right side. Third down or second down and 7 coming here for the Thayer Bobcats. They can get a first down before they get in the end zone. Well, you'd like to do that, get that thing first and goal from about the 2-yard line.
And just power it in.
And just power it in, absolutely. Bobcats in a huddle, 22 seconds to go on the play clock. 7:08 to play in the first half. Bobcats send Grimes wide to the far side. Two receivers wide to the near side. Mills in the backfield, Landry pitch in shotgun formation. Takes a snap, rolling to the right. Now going to try and cut it up inside. Ooh, gets hit by a wall of blue and picks up. He's going to pick up a couple, maybe three. But boy, Ava.
That is a wall.
That was a wall that he ran into. Picks up a couple. Will be third down and about 6 for the Thayer Bobcats. Big play in this game right here. And, of course, Thayer obviously in 4-down territory. Down inside the 15-yard line of the Ava Bears. Actually, inside the 10 right now. At about the 8-yard line, they got to get to the 3 or the 2 for a first down. Coach Weber getting the play in from the sideline. Now Thayer's going to call a timeout. 6:17 to go in the first half. Timeout on the field. We'll take a timeout with them. Thayer down 14-0, but the Bobcats are driving. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
We see the potential of the farmers that wake up early, of the local business owners that work late, of the people that are always ready to lend a hand. Because when you're from here, that's just what you do. At Southern Bank, we don't just help you reach your goals. We help you reach your potential so you can achieve what you want right in your hometown. Get started today with Southern Bank at bankwithsouthern.com. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And I want to say thanks to some more of the Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to make our game possible tonight. They include Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton and Thayer and Alton, Willow Springs Realty, Solomon Cornelius, and the Law Office of Fred O'Neill and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer. Bobcats with a big play here, 3rd down and 6. From just inside the 10-yard line of the Ava Bears. Thayer's got to get to the 3 for a first down. See what they came up with here in the timeout. Landry hits in shotgun. Makes a handoff, running to the left, cuts it up inside again, and just, he gets smacked. My goodness, that was a hit.
62.
Number 62 for the Ava Bears.
That's Bray Coop.
Bray Coop with the tackle. Man, was that a hit. Bray Coop. 6 foot, 260-pounder, no gain on, well, maybe a yard. Fourth down and a long 6 for the Thayer Bobcats. No choice, down 2 touchdowns. You got to go for it here. Don't know about that play call. Thayer Bobcats line it up. 23 seconds on the play clock. Andrew in shotgun formation. Got Willison going in motion across the front of the formation. Takes the snap. Rolling to his left, Landry sets his feet, throws it over the middle. Pass. Touchdown!
Peyton Mills.
Peyton Mills with a touchdown catch. of the Bayer Bobcats. That's drawn within a touchdown of the Ava Bears here in Douglas County. Beautifully designed play. And Peyton Mills having a huge night. That is his second catch of the night.
18 and 27, whatever that is together.
Yeah, that sounds like about 45.
That's what he's got.
45. A good drive for the Bayer Bobcats. Now they'll line up to kick the extra point, trying to get within 7. 5:33 to go in the first half. Bayer Bobcats finally get on the board. Ava's leads it right now, 14-6. Here's the ball back. Kick is up, and it is good. Right down the window. And the Bayer Bobcats get within 7 with 5:33 to go in this first half. We'll take a timeout. Back with the kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center, now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats fired up after taking the kickoff at the 40-yard line, and I think they were inspired a little bit by that good run back by Mikhail Crane on that kick.
I believe so.
Ran it back out to the 40-yard line, hit the good pass to Peyton Mills for 27 yards over the middle, and then runs it right down the field, and the Thayer Bobcats score with 5:33 to go in the first half on an 8-yard touchdown pass from Landry Fitch to Peyton Mills. Extra point good. Thayer trails it now 14-7. Abel gets the ball back here with plenty of time to move it down the field. Even though they're going to run, they get enough yardage each run, they can do it pretty quick. Now Thayer going to hurry up on the kick. It's going to be a low-line drive taken by the deep man at about the 20-yard line. That is Mendel. Look out for him. He's trying to get to the outside. Still, finally tripped up at about the 30-yard line. About a 10-yard pickup on the kickoff return for number 12. That was Mendel. Rowan Spencer making the tackle for the Thayer Bobcats. So Ava's got it first and 10 at their own 32-yard line with 5:26 to go. Thayer Bobcat defense got to play off the energy of the offense and try and get a stop here. Try to get a stop, force a turnover. Well, Ava dare go to the air with 5.5 minutes to go. They have not thrown a pass yet in this game. They haven't even looked like they were going to throw one. Quarterback up under center. They're going to give it to the fullback. That is the big kid Adams. He's going to pick up a yard, and that's it. Good play by the Thayer Bobcats. Good play by Thayer up in the middle. That was mean Austin Green making the tackle for Thayer Bobcats.
You know, it's taken almost a half, but it looks like the nerves have settled down a little bit.
Yeah, and I think there was some of that earlier. This is such a big game for both these teams.
It was senior night, so Thayer actually warmed up off the field.
Yeah,
makes a big difference.
Yeah, they did not feel the turf here until the kickoff. So second down at about 9 yards to go for the Ava Bears. Quarterback going to give it to Adams again. No, quarterback's going to keep it running over the left side. Gets out to the 40. Finally brought down. Boy, they run hard. That is Zach Richards, the quarterback. Carries out to about the 42.5, and that'll be a first down for the Ava Bears. Clock's still running, or is actually clock stopped with 4:46. Ava Bears with the first down. Their Bobcat defense, when they needed a stop, didn't get one there. Well, they got so many guys you got to keep an eye on.
Yeah, there's about 6 of them.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. Richards the quarterback. Of course, Adams the fullback. Mendel and Stiles. Stiles showed great speed, but he takes it on the sweep. He's coming in motion. Quarterback's going to keep it and give it on pitch out to Mendel. Mendel got the room out to the 50. Steps inside a block. Fights off a tackler to the 40. Still on his feet and finally taken down out of bounds at the 35-yard line. That's a 20-yard run for Mendel. Thayer had him 2 or 3 times, and he just kept fighting off that. Boy, that kid is tough.
Fast and strong.
He just, two Thayer Bobcats have a hold of him, and he just shut them off and kept going for another 5 yards. So Ava in business again down to the Thayer 35-yard line. 4:14. If there's anything working against him here, it's the clock. 4 minutes to go. Ava getting the play in from the sideline on the right hash. Richards, the quarterback, up under center. Flex Is it now on the outside? No, quarterback's going to keep it. Got some room again. Cuts it right up the middle and gets down to the 25, and that will be close to a first down. I think we're going to mark him short. So Thayer finally jumping on the pitch man that time, but that left room in the middle. So this flex bone is really giving the Bobcat young players fits out there on the football field. And they did give him a first down. Boy, he got a pretty generous spot there. First down to the 25-yard line for the Able Bears. 3:42 to go in the half. Thayer trying to stop the Able Bears from putting their third touchdown of the second quarter on the board. After a scoreless first quarter, Able leads it now 14-7 and on the move again. Richards up under center. Got his man going in motion, and Richard's going to keep it. This time Bobcats will hit him, but he still manages to fall ahead for about 3-4 yards. Every time they get tackled, they pick up another couple of yards after the contact. But Able winning the physicality battle here tonight, I would say, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
About 4 yards on the pickup, second down and 6 for Ava with 3 minutes to go now in the first half. Ava's still got all their timeouts, so they're not getting any big hurry here. And after that last Thayer Bobcat drive, they did not want to give the Bobcats the ball with any time remaining in the first half. Remember, Ava will have the ball to start the second half. They won the coin toss and elected to defer. Quarterback Richards up under center again on second down and 6. Got a man in motion to give it to the fullback. Nope, they're going to keep it. They're going to pitch it on the outside. Sykes gets hit in the backfield, but gets away from Griffin Wilson and dives ahead. Finally brought down at about the 17-yard line. He'll be shy of the first down. Bigger's making the tackle that time. And Griffin Wilson had a hand on him, but he just fought out of it. So it's going to be third down and 1 for Ava at the, between the 16 and 17-yard line. Spencer Skiles, senior running back, 5'11", 185. They're all big. And they've all got good speed, good size. Ava's everything as advertised.
Yes, they are.
2 minutes to go. Third down play here, Ava at the 17. Quarterback going to go on a quarterback keeper right up the middle. Bobcats stack it up. Finally put him on his back at about the 13-yard line. So Richards will pick up the first down and get it down to the 12 and a half yard line. About a 3-4 yard pickup. Thayer getting more players in and out. Number 67 checking in for the Thayer Bobcats. That is Weston Rogers. And big 64 Brady Justice going to get a little rest on the sideline. Boy, he has been playing hard, the big sophomore for Thayer. First and 10, Ava at the 12-yard line. Minute 35 to go in the first half. Ava trying to take a 2-touchdown lead to the locker room. There's the quarterback going to give. Nope, going to keep it. Run to the outside. Pitches out to Mingle. Mingle to the 10. Got a blocker in front. Into the end zone. Not much to say about Bobcats to do about it. They just couldn't catch up to him. And Mingle, with his second touchdown of the night, comes with a minute 26 to go in the second quarter. The Ava Bears up 20-7 with the extra points still to come. That's just good old-fashioned power football right there, running the option out of the flex bone.
Yep, not doing anything special on it.
No, and they got the blockers downfield, and Mendel never got touched going to the end zone. Extra point try coming here. And now they do. And the kick is up by Blakely, and it's right down the middle here. He's 3-for-3. And the Eagle Bears lead the Thayer Bobcats 21-7 with a minute 26 to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, I'm April Wozdyk, a realtor with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm excited to be a part of Century 21 team, and I look forward to assisting you with your real estate endeavors. Let me pose a question. What would you sell your property for today? I would love to discuss current market conditions and what we could do for you. Shoot me a text or give me a call, 870-710-8090.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, minute 26 to go here in the first half. The Thayer Bobcats now trailing 21-7. All the points here in this game have come in the second quarter. We had a scoreless first. Ava scored their first one with 10:38 to go. And then after a Bobcat fumble, got the ball right back and scored 30 seconds later. Thayer had a nice long 60-yard drive for a touchdown, and then Ava came right back and scored again. A couple big runs are beginning to wear the Bobcats out on the corners, Adam. That's where it's all coming from.
Yes, it is.
All coming out on the plays around the corner, and they're getting the blockers downfield. Here's the kick. And this one is going to hit and bounce out of bounds. That'll be a penalty on the Ava Bears. Fair gets this one first and 10. Out at the 35-yard line, minute 26 to go. Remember, Ava gets the ball to start the second half. So I think if you're Fair, you got to go ahead and air this thing out.
Yeah, I definitely.
You know, try and, you know, Fair's
got to do something.
You know, Fair's still got a couple of timeouts. So yeah, try and, of course, that was the way they were successful last time they had the ball. I mean, they had a nice 60-yard drive, most of it through the air.
Yeah, four straight completions on that one.
Yeah, so I think, you know, that's the way they've got to continue here, especially if they want to get another touchdown here in the first half. Minute 26 to go, and really need to break a big one early in this sequence. Bobcats send Magnuson wide to the far side. Biggers wide to the near side. Bobcats goes double flanker. There's a snap to Pitts and shotgun. Throws this one out to the outside. Nope, not complete. That was incomplete. Intended for Jackson Willison. And threw it right at his feet. So the first bad throw we've seen tonight by Landry Pitts. That one just at the receiver's feet. No chance of catching that one. Second down and 10 now for the Fair Bobcats with a minute 21 to go in the first half. Need to get at least a first down. If nothing else, run out the clock and don't let Ava have the ball back. Second down and 10. Biggers wide to the far side. Jackson Willison lining up on the right flank. Now he'll go in the slot. Grimes is wide near side. Landry takes the pitch, takes the snap, throws it out to Magnuson, and he drops it. Magnuson with a drop.
I think they should have called a late hit on that one.
Possibly. Anyway, would not have been any gain on the play. Big number 55, Luke Little was there, would have made the tackle immediately. So third down and 10. Two straight incompletions here from the Fair Bobcats. Fair Bobcat offense. Struggling here against this Ava Bear defense. They're good. No wonder they only give up like 7 points a game.
Yeah, it shows.
Minute 17 to go. Fair needs to convert here on a third down and 10. Landry up under center. Takes a handoff. Little play option. Gets it out to the pitch man. That is Mills. Mills trying to fight out the tackle. He won't do anything. Actually going to lose about a yard on the play. Peyton Mills, nowhere to go in this Ava Bear defense. They are quick and they're strong. And when they hit you, you go down. That'll bring up a fourth down at their own 39-yard line with a minute 8 to go. And we're going to get a timeout called by Ava. So they want that ball back. Thayer could have just let the clock run down to 30 seconds and then punted it away and taken a chance. But Ava, they want that ball back. So they call timeout. Fourth and 11 with a minute 8 to play. Thayer Bobcats obviously will punt the football away here. Ava trying to set up a punt return and maybe talk about what they want to do in the final minute with the football. 21-7, they lead. Just check back with the studio while we're in the timeout here. And do we have any updates on the other scores, guys?
Yeah, so we got a few updates. West Plains leading Parkview 28-6 right now. Liberty over Kabul 20-0.
All right, thank you very much. And hopefully get some updates on Willow Springs, Houston, and Mountain Grove, Salem for you in a little bit. So Thayer here going to punt the ball away with a minute 8 to go in the first half. Ava already leading 21-7. Ava scored the first two touchdowns. Thayer put together a drive, and then Ava came right back and scored again. And you can bet they want to put another one on the board. And then they get the ball back to start the second half.
Yes, they do.
I mean, it could be a four-touchdown lead in no time. Well, Landry Pitts is back to punt. Thayer looking to get some good coverage here. Mendel is back deep to receive the kick, and he is elusive, and he's fast. Here's the snap, good one. And kind of a angling kick. It's going to be taken by the up man, and he's got some room to go. That is Richards, the quarterback, spins back at a 40, and finally going to be brought down to the 39-yard line. Zach Richards is out there on the punt team, punt receiving team, and a bad punt by the Thayer Bobcats. Shanked off the side of the foot, and Richards was there, and it was wide open. Thayer did a nice job to get to the far sideline and get him corralled. But Ava's got it at the Bobcat 39-yard line. So a short field with 57 seconds to go in the first half. Ava already with a two-touchdown lead, trying to make it three over the Thayer Bobcats. Richards up under center. Adams, the fullback behind him, brings Mendel in motion. Adams going over the quarterback, going to keep it, and he's going to pick up 10 yards on the play right up the middle. Thayer Bobcats with no answer on that play, and an 11-yard pickup for Richards down to the 28-yard line. Grimes, the Bobcats safety, had to come up and make the stop. So Ava, with 44 seconds to go, got a new set of downs. Quarterback going to keep it. Again, gives on the pitch. Mendel sidesteps the tackler. He's down to the 20, still on his feet. Finally gets corralled, fumbles the football, and he gets right back on it at the 18-yard line. But the penalty flag is down back at the 31-yard line. This is going to be a personal foul against the Thayer Bobcats. A personal foul on the Thayer Bobcats away from the ball. I didn't see it.
All I saw was a Bobcat defender on his back.
Wow. A personal foul called on the Thayer Bobcats here. The officials get together. And this will go half the distance to the goal line. Personal foul. And no indication of what it was that happened. Usually you get a illegal block or, hitting below the knees or something, but there was nothing there. So Thayer kind of, I don't know. It's the second personal foul on the Thayer Bobcats here in the ballgame. And that gets Ava the ball down to the 9-yard line, first and 10, with 34 seconds remaining in the first half. Richards, the quarterback, hands it to Adams up in the row. Richards going to keep it, running over the left side. He gets down to the 5, finally gets game tackle right there at the 5-yard line. They just roll off 4 or 5 yards with every play. And 22 seconds to go in the first half, and Ava calls a timeout. So Ava time with about one more play. And with 22 seconds to go, we'll step away. Ava leads Thayer 21-7. Bobcats trying to get a stop here before the half. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
And we're back after the timeout, 22 seconds to go. Richards up under center for Ava on a second down and goal to go from the 5-yard line. They give a handoff and in the end zone, Adams, the freshman fullback, and nobody touched him. This Ava Bears offensive line is really good.
Yes, they are.
You know, we played some big old offensive lines this year and some offensive lines that we thought were really good. This Ava Bears bunch, they are fantastic. That makes it 27-7. Ava Bears lead it with 18 seconds to go in the first half. Remember last year, Thayer won this game 43-6. Ava, a little paybacks here tonight on the hill in Douglas County. Here's the extra point try. Ball back, kick is up, and it is right down the middle again. So Ava leads it 28-7 with 18 seconds to go. We'll be back with a kick in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
If you see it, you better grab it at the annual fall preview sale at Monty's Outdoors. Stock up on fall favorites from Columbia fleece jackets, hoodies, flannel shirts, and save 20% off. Find the latest styles of Under Armour, Hook, and Life is Good apparel, all at 20% off. Check out the restocked hat wall. Over 400, yes, 400 new hats available. And take a look at all the latest in camo, boots, hunting gear, and accessories. If you see it, you better grab it at the annual fall preview sale at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, with the exception of one drive, the Thayer Bobcat offense has really struggled here tonight against the Ava Bears defense, and the Bobcat defense has struggled to stop the run tonight. And I never thought I'd say that about the Thayer Bobcat football team, especially this one, which has been really good all year. But the Ava Bear Bucks, they're for real, folks.
Yes, they are.
Ranked number 4 in Class 2 for a reason. The offensive line, which, by the way, is all seniors. They've only got one player on the field that's not a senior, and he's a freshman. This time, they're going to kick it deep and goes over the head of Jackson Willison. He fields it down to the 1-yard line. Jackson looking for some room to run, cuts out to the 10, and will be brought down at the 15. So Ava fooled the Bobcats. They've been kicking it short all night. That time, they kicked it over everybody's head. So Ava winning in every facet of the game here tonight. Offense, defense, and the special teams. And with 11 seconds to go, you got to think you might line up and throw one deep, try and break one for a long touchdown, or you might just take a knee and get to the locker room and start devising a way to get back in this thing. They are down 28-7 as we approach the half. And Bobcats just going to line up here. And Landry Pitts, I think, is just going to take a knee. Now, if they're going to run a play, gives to Jackson Willison. Willison run over the left side, pops out across the 20 to the 21. That picks up about 6 yards, and with 5 seconds, 4 seconds, the clock will run out on the first half. Our score at halftime, 28. Well, it was Mills on the run. Mills on the run picked up 6. And at the end of the first half, our score is 28-7. The Ava Bears lead our Thayer Bobcats. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime show brought to you by the Thayer PCN in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats!
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Some of my fondest childhood memories are from volunteering with my grandmother. Helping others was her passion. She'd always say, "The sweetest fruits of life come from serving others." And she was right.
At Shelter Insurance, we strive to make a positive impact in the communities where we work and live.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
We're back to Ava where the Thayer Bobcats trail the Ava Bears 28-7 at the intermission. And it's been about as dominating a performance by a Bobcat opponent than we've seen in a long time. This is a really good Ava Bears football team. Let's check the scoring for you. Nobody scored in the first quarter. Both teams had the ball a couple of times. Nobody could just make anything happen. Thayer did turn it over twice in that first in the first half. Second quarter, Ava got the first touchdown with 10:38 to go. It was Skiles on a 5-yard run over the left side. Extra point was good. Ava led 7-0 at that point. Thayer Bobcats got the ball back, and they fumbled it at their own 30-yard line. Ava Bears scored 34 seconds later with 10:04 to go in the half. Mendel on a 10-yard touchdown run. Extra point was good. That made it 14-0. Ava with 10:04 to go in the first half. Thayer Bobcats took the next kick. They got a good kick return by Mikhail Cray. He brought it out to the 40-yard line. And with 5:33 to go in the first half, Landry Pitts hit Peyton Mills on an 8-yard touchdown pass. Extra point was good. That made it 14-7, and we had the ball game going at that point. But the Ava Bears came right back. And with a minute 26 to go, they just ran it right down the field. Mendel powered it in from 12 yards out. Extra point was good. Made it 21-7. Thayer gave Ava the ball back on a fumble. The second fumble in the second quarter, Ava recovered it at about the 20-yard line. And the Ava Bears went in just about a minute later, 18 seconds to go in the half. Adams on a 5-yard touchdown run. And that made it 28-7 as the extra point was good. Young man kicking the extra points is 4-for-4 in the first half for Ava. So 28-7, Ava leads it at halftime. Remember, the Bears get the ball first to start the second half. In the locker room at halftime, Thayer Bobcat coaches got to find a way to stop this Ava Bears offense. That's the number one priority. They're going to find a way to stop the run.
Yeah, if you can't stop the run, there's no need to even play offense.
And then when they do get the ball, they got to find a way.
Yep.
And they did find a way on that one drive. And they started throwing the football. And
Looked like a different ball team.
Yeah, they really did. Looked like a different football team. We thought then they kind of got their feet under them, but able to come back with two unanswered touchdowns in the final minute 26. That's the thing about Ava, and Thayer's giving them the ball with fumbles, but their first two touchdowns came 34 seconds apart. The second two touchdowns came a minute, 8 seconds apart, and that's due to the Bobcats fumbling the ball deep in their own end. So turnovers have been a big story in this first half of football. Statman Adams been working on the first half stats. We'll have those for you in just a couple minutes. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. We'll be back in just a couple minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Time for a change? We'll try Pizza Inn of Thayer's all-new house pan pizza made with fresh, never-frozen dough, made in-house daily, topped with fresh ingredients and 100% real mozzarella cheese, and it's pan-fried to a crispy golden brown crust. What goes better than football season and pizza? Call 417-264-3800 for carry-out or delivery, or visit pizzainn.com to place your order now for the Pizza Inn of Thayer. And they say, go Bobcats.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. When I was a young boy, I always dreamed of being a Chevrolet dealer. Now that dream is a reality here in West Plains, and I look forward to being able to continue to serve the community as your local Chevrolet Buick GMC dealer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains.
Let the doctor inspect your car, truck, or SUV on a regular basis to keep major problems to a minimum. Car Doctor 2, just north of Thayer, has trained hands and knowledge to keep things working like they should. A regular oil change, tire inspection, and service job can pay for themselves in the long run. Should you need minor or major repair, trailer repair, alignment, or new tires, the Car Doctor 2 is where you should go. They now have the equipment to fix AC problems for old and new Freon systems. The Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back to the Hill in Ava, and a nice performance by the Ava marching band. They've always had a great marching band.
Yes, they have, and we've talked several times this season about the resurgence of high school bands, and this one is no exception.
Yeah, they are really good.
I almost had trouble doing the stats earlier because I was watching them.
Yeah, they're really good. And, of course, the Thayer Bobcat marching band has been fantastic all year, too. Have we seen some good bands this year? All right, so halftime, Thayer trails Ava 28-7, a dominating performance by the Bears in the first half. And Statman has been working on the numbers for us.
Yes, I have. We'll just start with the Ava Bears. I'm going to switch it up. Usually I start with the rushing. I'm going to say the passing yards first. But that's just because there have not been any up for the Ava Bears.
Yeah, none for the Ava Bears.
They haven't even dropped back like they were going to throw a pass.
No.
Rushing-wise, they have 182 yards.
Wow.
With 9 first downs, 4 touchdowns. So, of course, their half-total yards was 182 yards. They do have 11 first downs. They had 2 on a penalty with the 4 touchdowns. Blaine Mendel, the running back, number 12, he's got 87 yards on 9 carries. And then 44 yards for the quarterback, Richards, on 10 carries, just completely dominating the offensive line is.
Yeah, and what about the Skiles kid? I know he's had a couple of good nights.
Skiles, he's got 26 on 4 carries, but he does have a touchdown.
Yeah, so just a pretty dominating performance. And for the Thayer Bobcats, just not much to talk about.
Yeah, and they haven't had the ball just a whole lot. Rushing-wise, they've got 21 yards with 1 first down. Passing, Landry Pitts, he's 4-for-8 with 59 yards. He threw an interception, 2 first downs, and 1 touchdown. So their half totals, they've got 80 yards of total offense, 3 first downs, and 1 touchdown.
Yeah, that kind of tells the story right there, and the numbers almost always do. So they are down 28-7. Neither team, of course, has come out of the locker room yet for this second half. And, this is a dominating performance by Ava, 182 yards on the ground in the first half against this Bobcat defense. And, not even going to say, this injured Bobcat defense, but I think you do have to qualify that. And, there are two young men that are starting on the corners that normally don't start on the corners. Both of their Bobcat starting cornerbacks are injured and not playing tonight.
And the majority of Ava's yards have come
running, those corners.
Running the option to the outside.
Yeah. And even, Zach or Jack Willison and Griffin Willison, they're playing tonight, but neither one of them are 100%, and it shows.
Yes, it does.
I don't think we've called Griffin's name but once defensively, and Jackson has just not been running the football. I think he's only got a couple of carries in the entire game. So.
Yeah.
Now, Bobcats coming in here a little bit injured, and the Ava Bears have taken advantage of it. And, and this kind of mirrors what happened last year. Ava came to Thayer injured. Mendel didn't play. Richards didn't play. And the Skiles kid, who is the running back tonight, he played quarterback.
Yeah, he did.
And, Thayer beat up on him pretty good.
Last year they lost their quarterback in the second game
of
the year, and then their running back in the fourth game of the year.
So it's kind of ironic, I guess, that that's the way these two games have gone these last 2 years, and injuries have been a big part of it. And turnovers for the Thayer Bobcats. You can't turn the ball over three times in one half and expect to be winning the football game, and Thayer has done that.
Not against a quality opponent.
Yeah, not against an undefeated number four-ranked Ava Bears, anyway. All right, we're going to take a timeout. We'll be checking in back at the Econ Sports Desk for some of the other games going on around the area. We'll be back here in about 5 minutes. Thayer Bobcat football here at the half, brought to you by the Thayer Pizza Inn. We'll be back on the Econ Sports Network.
When you're in the market for a new pre-owned vehicle, you need to make a stop at Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They keep a good selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot all the time. And if you're looking for something special and they don't have it, tell them about it. They'll try and find you one. Oregon County Cars, where they offer a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. They're also a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just up the road from the Dairy Queen in Thayer.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats!
Each office independently owned and operated. When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9. And Friday and Saturday, 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats!
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Well, welcome back to the Pizza Inn Halftime Report here at halftime. Ava leading Thayer at the Hill. We'll be back to the live broadcast here in just a moment. Want to update you on some scores across the area. Of course, Ava leading Thayer 28-7 at the half. West Plains on homecoming night leading Parkview 42-12. Liberty leading Kabul right now 20-7. We've also got Houston over Willow Springs 6-0. Mountain Home leading Van Buren 35-0. Batesville over Forest City 15-0. And Cave City over Pocahontas Pocahontas over Cave City 28-13. Our final score here tonight, Mountain View leading Newport 14-0. We'll be back with the Redbone Mike Crace at the Hill in Ava in just a moment.
It's coming in 2022. The Bi-State Area's new beef barn, Mohawk Stock Yards, at the state line, just off U.S. 63 and Middleton Avenue in Thayer. It's truly a business built with its focus on building a stronger cattle industry in the Ozarks. Mohawk Stock Yards is proud to sponsor the Bobcat Coach's Corner and wish Coach Weber and the Bobcats great success. To schedule a farm visit or for any direct from the farm sales, just call owners Marty Cruz, 417-274-7719, or Andy Mills at 417-280-0755.
Time for a change? We'll try Pete's Inn of Thayer's all-new house pan pizza made with fresh, never-frozen dough, made in-house daily, topped with fresh ingredients and 100% real mozzarella cheese, and it's pan-fried to a crispy golden brown crust. What goes better than football season and pizza? Call 417-264-3800 for carry-out or delivery, or visit PeteSinn.com to place your order now for the Pete's Inn of Thayer. And they say, go Bobcats!
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Knox Orthopedics continues to follow prescribed guidelines for patient and staff safety.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bobcats. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, nice gesture here at Ava. They have a young man in town who is 8 years old who has been diagnosed with leukemia and is now a St. Jude patient down at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. They did one of their miracle minutes here, and for 2 minutes, a police officer, and I believe his dad is a police officer or a firefighter.
I believe he's a sheriff.
Oh, a sheriff. Oh, one of the sheriff deputies.
Sheriff deputies, yeah.
Yeah, one of the sheriff deputies, and law enforcement was here, and they walked up and down the aisle collecting money, and it seemed like everybody wearing the blue and just about everybody wearing green made a donation for that family. And thank you very much, and of course, we'll keep that young man in our prayers. And of course, we are already gearing up for our annual Country Cares for St. Jude Kids Radiothon coming up in February. All right, 28-7 is our score here at Ava. Thayer Bobcats trail the Ava Bears by 3 touchdowns, and Ava will get the ball first to start the second half. We've got just a couple minutes left here before we kick it off. I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight. They include Thayer Fitness and Nutrition, the Alton Bank, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, Steak and Shake of West Plains, Barton Electric in Thayer, Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated, along with the Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts, the Law Office of Fred O'Neill and the 11 Point River Title Company, Willow Springs Realty, Solomon Cornelius, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton and Thayer and Olson, the Sunset Salon and Barbering and Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, along with Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center. I was down by there today. Get some feed for the chickens. Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, the Country Cottage Cafe, Thayer Walmart, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, and the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring, and Alton.
Do I look a little skinnier? I meant to ask you.
Yeah, I guess.
I drank one of those teas from Thayer Fitness and Nutrition today.
Oh, was it good?
It was good.
Yeah, they tell me, and they tell me the shakes are really good, too,
yep.
The healthy shakes.
I think I've already lost weight.
You might have. All right, so I may have to work out just a little.
Well, I think it may be from the stairs here at Ava.
Yeah, it may be, because it's a long ways up here to the press box. All right, so it's halftime. Thayer, again, trailing 28-7, and Ava's going to have the ball first to start the second half. We're coming up on that time. If you're out there listening and you're not doing anything tomorrow, big day in Thayer tomorrow. Starts tomorrow morning with the 8th Annual Thayer Farm Trade Show. And it is put together by the Oregon County Soil and Water Conservation District. And it is a huge event. They're going to have over 35 vendors there with farm-related products. There are going to be food trucks. And somebody's going to win a $4,000 portable corral with head chute and a trailer to haul it on from Newberry Sales in West Plains. All you got to do is come to the event, and it's free registration.
I know where I'll be.
Yeah, I'm going to be over there, too. Matter of fact, I'll be there live tomorrow from 11 till 1. And then at 4 o'clock tomorrow, the annual Thayer Fall Festival put together by the Thayer Chamber of Commerce. That'll be downtown. There'll be music and food and games and just all kinds of really cool stuff going on at the Thayer Fall Festival. They're doing a talent show at about 8:30 down at the Whistle Stop stage in Thayer. And then tomorrow night, speaking of St. Jude, the annual St. Jude truck pull over at the Moar Truck Pullers Park, and they tell me they got trucks coming from all over the country, and $10 admission, and every penny goes to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. So big day tomorrow, I'll tell you. Here we go with a kickoff to start the second half. The Bobcats try an onside kick, and it didn't go 10 yards. But I think that was just an unfortunate bounce. It looked like it was going to be a good kick, and it hit one of those big mud divots out there and kicked straight sideways. So the Ava Bear is going to have great field position. The ball went out of bounds at the 45-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats. And that's where Ava will have it, first and 10 at the Thayer 45-yard line. 28-7, Bears already lead, and they got great field position to start this second half. They come back out with the starters out there. Jack Richards, the senior quarterback. Hunter Adams, the freshman fullback. Lone setback in the backfield. They got two receivers wide to the near side, one to the far side, and a flanker on the left. They're going to give to the big fullback. That is Adams running up to the middle. And he's still on his feet inside the 40 to the 39-yard line. He is a load. Bobcat stacked him up the line of scrimmage. They didn't get him down until he got down to the 39-yard line. So 6 yards on a first-down pickup for Hunter Adams, freshman fullback for the Ava Bears. I bet they ride him a lot in the second half.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Probably a little dose of what we'll see from the Ava Bears next year.
I would imagine. And here comes Davis. Quarterback couldn't keep it. One to hand it off, and nobody was there. And Richard takes off running. He beats another tackler, beats another. He's down to the 25-yard line. Finally brought down at about the 24-yard line. And that's Jack Richards on a busted play. Going to pick up, 10, 13 yards.
Hey, let's
draw a 50-50 ticket really quick. Wow. That was a good run. I mean, that was a busted play. And he went against the grain and just sidestepped tacklers all over the place. Down to the 24-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats. Ava Bears on the run already. Already leading 28-7. And first and 10. Richards up under center again. Adams the fullback. They got the double flex lined up now. They give it to Adams up in the middle. No quarterback couldn't keep it. Gets across the line of scrimmage. Gets hit and finally driven down at about the 12-yard line. That's going to be another big game for the quarterback, Richard, running over the left side. He'll pick up 8 on the play. Mean Austin Green making the tackle for the Thayer Bobcats. Second down and a long 2 here for Ava. So the Bears come out of the locker room rolling just like they did in the first half against this Bobcat defense. Next week, Thayer Bobcats will take on the Willow Spring Bears back over at Lewis Bosman Field. If the score stays the way it is, Thayer Bobcats can then start getting ready for district play starting in just 3 weeks. Ava with the Richards up under center. Gives to the fullback Adams. He'll power it down to about the 15. That's it. He did about 3. Going to pick up 2 on the play. And it'll bring up a third down and about a yard for the Ava Bears at the Thayer 15-yard line. Good defense to stop there. Bobcats on that interior line. Third down at about 1. 22 seconds on the play clock. We're under 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's been a quick game tonight.
Yes, it has a lot.
All the run.
That's what I was going to say. No
third
clock
down
stoppages.
At 1. Last time they wanted a quarterback sneak. Quarterback going to keep it and get it down the backfield. Brady Justice shoots the gap and brings down the quarterback for about a 3-yard loss. Big play by the big sophomore, Brady Justice. Or the Thayer Bobcat. Boy, he's turned into a really good player.
Yes, he has.
And he works at it. Big play. Fourth down and about 4 yards to go. Ava is going to attempt a field goal here.
Jeremiah Blakes.
Yeah, Blakes is on for a field goal. This will be a 35-yard field goal if it's good. Ball back, kick is up. It's going to be short.
I think
Jack Wilson got a hand on it. That ball knuckled out of there. I think Jack Wilson got a hand on it. So Thayer will take over at their own 25-yard line after a field goal that was no good. Field goal attempt by the Ava Bears. So Thayer takes over first and 10. So the Bobcats get a stop on the opening drive of the night. And Bobcat offense back out on the field. They've only managed one touchdown here in this football game. I'd like to get another one now. Make this one manageable. Thank you very much for the cold drinks. Landry pitch up under center. Looking to throw one out into the flat. Ball is incomplete. Jackson Wilson, I think, maybe started trying to run with that one before he made the catch. Had his hands on it, but he couldn't bring it in at the 25-yard line. And if he makes that catch, he had some room to run.
Yes, he did.
Bobcats trying to throw a little screen out there. And at the 20-yard line, they'll have it second down and 10. Cowboy first down was brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics in West Plains. Here come the Thayer Bobcats, 8:52 to play. Clock stopped on the incompleted pass. Biggers wide to the near side, Grimes wide to the far side. Bobcats in a flex formation of their own. Here's Pitts looking downfield. Now rolling to his right, got a block, still rolling, now going to tuck it and run. He's to the 20, 25, and taken out of bounds at the 27-yard line. And it looks like they're going to mark it down back at the 24. Once I stepped out of bounds over there. Be about a 4-yard pickup, bring up a third down and 6 for the Thayer Bobcats. Nobody open downfield for Landry. He has some time to get to his feet set.
Bobcats finally getting a few blocks back there in the backfield.
Yeah, and just couldn't make a connection there. Couldn't find anybody open enough to throw it to. Well, third down and 6 from their own 24-yard line. Thayer Bobcats need to convert here. Maintain possession of this ball and go get him a touchdown. 8:44 to go in the third. Thayer trailing 28-7. Landry Pitts this time is in shotgun formation. 2x2s. There goes Grimes in motion. Bobcats fake a handoff to him, looking downfield. Now Landry going to roll through the flat. This time he's going to run. He's out to the 30-yard line. He got a first down. And then taken down out of bounds. That's got to be a penalty. That's got to be a penalty for a late hit out of bounds. No penalty flag. And the Bobcat coach Weber is beside
him. He was on the track.
He was. He was behind where the Bobcat players stand when he got tackled, and the official wouldn't throw the flag on him. Anyway, about a 7-yard pickup on the run and a first down. First down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics in West Plains. The Bobcat coach is still chewing on this side judge on the near side.
Well, that's how kids get hurt. That track hurts.
Yeah. I mean, he was a good 7 or 8 yards out of bounds when he got tackled. That's got to be a penalty in high school football. First and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats. The Thayer's got something rolling here out to the 34-yard line. Landry Pitts, that quarterback, in shotgun again. Got Peyton Mills on his side. Fakes the handoff, looking down the field. Throws this one out to Jackson Wilson. Catches at the 40. And he's out to about the 44-yard line brought down. Marking down to the 43. It'll be a 9-yard pickout on a first and 10. A 9-yard pickout. Thayer Bobcats got a little something going here. And I guarantee you the Bobcats in that locker room, they're not done in this game. They may have been down 3 touchdowns at halftime, but I guarantee you there's not a player on that sideline or a coach on that sideline that doesn't think Thayer can come back and win this thing.
Believe it or not, this is the coaching staff that is amazing at making adjustments.
Yes, they are. They are now on a second down and 1. Full house backfield in the power T, double tight set. Handoff going to Jack Wilson. He gets hit and brought down in the backfield. Number 4, make of the tackle, Cage Stewart. Another senior. And that's really one of the things about Ava and so many kids over here. And I mean, everybody on that football field that's playing right now, yeah, just about is a senior.
Yep.
On both defense and offense, and it's not very many that go both ways. So third down now and 2 as Willison loses a yard on the play.
This is a rarity. We're in the third quarter, and that is 0 yards for Jackson Willison on the
back
carry.
Yeah, well, he's not helping. That turf toe still bothering. Thayer lines up with 3x2. Now man coming in motion across the formation. That is Mills. Thayer Bobcats throw it out quickly to Grimes. Grimes gets a tackle, breaks a tackle, or gets a block, breaks a tackle, and dives ahead for what may be enough for the first down. They needed a long 2. Pass was complete, and he dives ahead. And it's going to depend on a spot here, but I think if you're Thayer, even if he doesn't make it, it's going to be a 4th and 2. They're going to bring on the flag.
I'm looking straight at it. The ball was a good halfway past it.
Yeah,
if the one earlier was a first down, it's definitely a first down.
All right, 7:41 to go. Thayer Bobcat football tonight brought to you by your Thayer Bobcat supporters, good folks like Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley, and Thayer.
They just stretched the chain 4 inches that way.
And it is just short.
And it's short. Wow. 4th and 1 for the Thayer Bobcats at their own 44-yard line. You got to go for this one. You don't have any choice. Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley and Thayer, Moart Stockyards, Knoxville Orthopedic in Mountain Home, and FNBC Community Bankers helping bring you a game tonight on K-Country 95.
I still don't know how that wasn't a first down.
Yeah, I thought it looked like he had it easily.
I mean, I am dead center with the 46-yard line.
Yeah, well, it was not by about 2 inches, and looks to me like Thayer's going to go for it. And really, I don't think he have a choice. Down 3 touchdowns. Thayer Bobcats going to line it up. They're in the huddle right now. 25 seconds on the play clock, 7:41 on the game clock. You know, you go down and you get a touchdown here, you're back in this ball game.
Yes, you are.
Back in this ball game. Especially after they got the stop last time Ava had the football. First time they've stopped him all night.
This is a big play here.
It is. 4th and inches. Thayer Bobcats break the huddle. They run the line, 20 seconds to go, line up in a power formation, and the quarterback sneak, and that's a first down. Landry Pitts, he'll pick up about a full 2 yards. Good push by the Thayer Bobcat offensive line to get that 2 yards and a first down.
You love to see it because they have not been getting that all evening.
No, well, maybe they're kind of getting their feet under them here, maybe getting a little confidence back.
We talked earlier that this offensive line is in great shape, and they do start to kind of take over around the third quarter.
Yeah. Ball at the 46-yard line. First down for the Thayer Bobcats, brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Thayer with a new set of downs. Ball near the midfield marker. And Thayer still on the drive here. Can they go get a touchdown and climb back into this ball game? Grimes wide to the far side. Biggers wide to the near side. Jackson Willison's in the slot. Peyton Mills in the backfield. Kitchen shotgun. Grimes coming across the front of the formation. We get a penalty flag. And they're going to go against Thayer. Illegal procedure on the Wildcats. Somebody jumped. And that'll be 5 yards. So instead of 1st and 10, it's 1st and 15. Bobcats have shot themselves in the foot. 3 turnovers tonight by the Thayer Bobcats. An interception and 2 fumbles. Able fumbled once, but they recovered.
Yep.
That's kind of been the difference in the ballgame. 1st and 15 for the Thayer Bobcats. First down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic. Clock running with 6:45 to go in the third quarter. Thayer, 2 backs in the backfield, pits it shotgun. He fakes, gives a hand up. No, keeps it. Rolling to his right, throws this one over the middle. Pass is going to be
a rocket caught by Magnuson.
By Magnuson, he tries to set the tackler.
He drops the ball.
All the way down to the 35-yard line. He did drop the ball, but I think it went out of bounds. Thayer recovered it, and are actually going to mark him out of bounds back at the 40. So that will be a 19-yard completion to the tight end Magnuson up the sideline. I mean, he did throw a rocket.
I thought it was intercepted, to be honest with you.
Well, it looked like one of the Ava Bear players cut in front of it. But Magnuson made the catch.
Good run after the catch, too.
It was. Out to the 40-yard line. Well, Thayer Bobcats with a first down, brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic. So there's been a chink in the armor for the Ava Bears that's been defending the pass.
Yeah.
Anytime Thayer's moved the ball, it's been through the air. 1st and 10, Bobcats. And going in motion, that is Willison. Landry back to throw. Got all day this time. Steps up, throws it across the middle. Incomplete. Pass intended for Lane Grimes, and a little bit too much heat on that one. And right through Lane's hands, down around the 35-yard line. But boy, if he makes that catch, he had a little bit of room to run. But, I mean, that was a rocket.
Yes, it was.
Landry's throwing fastballs. He's throwing BBs. Well, 2nd down and 10 from the Ava 40-yard line for the Thayer Bobcats here. Clock continues to run in third quarter action. Thayer down 28-7. Bobcats with a good time-consuming drive here. That's what they wanted. Keep that ball away from the Ava offense and try and get back within 2 touchdowns. Biggers wide far side, Grimes wide near side. Willison in the slot left. Now he goes in motion to the right side. Andrew Pitts takes the snap. Looking to throw it up, and that ball is deflected at the line of scrimmage. Ball is deflected at the line of scrimmage. A little bull rush by the Able Bears, and it's going to bring up 3rd down for the Thayer Bobcats. 3rd down and 10. Landry, no time to throw at that time. Defensive line had broken through there. I think kind of trying to set up a little screen play. But Ava deflected the ball when it came out of Landry's hands. 3rd and 10. Thayer Bobcats need a conversion here, although I still think they're in 4-down territory. Pitts and shotgun. Got a man coming in motion, fakes a handoff, now turns around, looks to throw, throws it over the middle. Pass.
What a catch!
Mike Willison down at the 18-yard line. Jackson Williston with a catch from the 40 to the 18. That's a 22-yard completion. Actually marked it down at the 17. So a 29-yard completion for the Thayer Bobcats. And what a throw and what a catch by Jackson Williston.
Acrobatic play right there.
Bobcats in the news, set it down. First down brought to you by Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic. Bobcats in a power formation. Landry back looking to throw. He's this one in the air. Complete the call. Hands at the five. Trying to fight through a tackle. And he's into the end zone. Oh, they're marking down. They're marking him down at the one-yard line. Lane Grimes made the catch. Lane coming over and arguing. So is Landry. And they say down at the one-yard line. So the Bobcats in the community first thinking company red zone with a first and goal to go from the one with 5:50 to go in the third quarter. Bear Bobcats trying to get back within two touchdowns. And now Griffin Willison comes onto the field for Thayer.
And Lano off.
Yeah, Lane's coming off. He has not practiced all week and has had strep throat. Yeah, I bet he is about wore out out there. Bobcats come out of power T formation on a first and goal to go. They give it on a pitch. Jackson Willison hitting the backfield, dives ahead, touchdown. Jackson Willison fights off the defender and powers his way into the end zone for the Thayer Bobcat touchdown with 5:22 to go in the third quarter. They said that was Mills, but that was Jackson Willison.
Yeah, that was definitely Jackson.
That was Jackson Willison on the touchdown run. Thayer Bobcat's going to attempt the extra point here. 5:22 to go. Thayer back to within two touchdowns. 28-13, and still got the extra point trying to come.
They're going to go for two here.
And they are going to go for two. Coach Weber says we're going for two. Out of the swinging gate.
Got it.
Snap it. Snap it to Jackson Willison.
Got it.
Did he get in? No indication
they
yet.
No.
They say no.
Ooh, I don't know about that one.
He took the wide snap and didn't get in. Wow. So our score remains 28-13. Bobcats trailing Ava, but the Bobcats showing some life here in the second half. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Small-town values mean a lot to Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. She's from here and a proud Bobcat alumnus. She's been practicing law in Kansas City for 20 years, but also serves our local community with pride. If you need an attorney, call Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. Small-town values with big city experience. 816-877-8120 or visit laurenallenllc.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertising.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back after the touchdown by the Thayer Bobcats, their second touchdown of the night. Two-point conversion, no good. Thayer now trails at 28-13 and getting set to kick it off. And I think the Able Bears kind of expect Thayer may go for the onside here. Magnuson tees it up on the 40-yard line. And they are going to try the onside kick. This one bounces up again. Thayer Bobcats have recovered. The Thayer Bobcats have recovered the onside kick at the Ava 47-yard line. Thayer Bobcats trying to come back on the number four ranked unbeaten Ava Bears. What a play by the Thayer Bobcats. Who was that recovered that ball?
I couldn't tell.
Number 88,
Nick,
I believe
Gorham.
It is Nick Gorham, recovers the onside kick. And the Thayer Bobcats, they ran that one to perfection.
Yeah,
that
you couldn't ask for a better bounce off the shoulder pads of the defender, the guy catching it. Wow.
First down with the Thayer Bobcats. First down brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Thayer lines up in a double wing. Landry Pitts looking to throw, looking down the field, passes incomplete. That might could have been pass interference, but no call. That was intended for
Jackson.
Was it Jackson? Jackson Willison, intended receiver. Defender got there just as the ball did, and it falls incomplete. So second down for the Thayer Bobcats at the Ava 47-yard line. Bobcats trying to put something together here.
The Bobcats have stunned this Ava Bear crowd.
Yeah, they've gotten pretty quiet out there. Second down and 10. They are exposing maybe a little bit of a weakness for Ava. That is the pass coverage. Thayer moving the ball on the ground. Landry Pitson shotgun. Wide out to the far side. Got a man coming to motion. They fake a handoff, turn, looking to throw. And wide open downfield. And Grimes down there tips it up in the air and is incomplete. That was actually pretty good coverage down there by Zach Richards. Zach Richards down there. Good coverage on Lane Grimes. Grimes gave it a He tried to tip it up in the air and go get it. But it went too far. So Thayer now with a third down and 10 from the Ava 47-yard line. Are you in four down territory here?
I believe so. Down five two touchdowns.
Yeah, 5 minutes to go in the third. I think so, too. Third down and 10 for Thayer. Andrew Pitts will be in shotgun formation. Empty backfield. Three receivers on the far side.
Ava's bringing everybody.
One of them's uncovered. Here they come. Landry's got some room. Now rolls to his left, looking to set his feet and throw. Throws it over the middle. Pass is going to be... Yeah, it was intercepted by Zach Richards at the 30-yard line. Richards intercepted at the 30-yard line. Landry throwing that one. I think he might have just tried to throw that thing away. And Richards was there and almost got knocked away from him by his own man. But Ava takes over. Oh, that kind of acts like a short punt. With 4:56 to go, Ava's got the ball.
Really don't like the Ava Bears getting in the defender, into Magnuson's face like that after the play.
Yeah, that was kind of uncalled for. But it's turned into a big rivalry. Two teams sitting on top of the SBA. Big, big game. Here comes Ava in that flex zone offense. They give it to Adams. No quarterback's going to keep it. Now pitches out the sky. And he's brought down behind the line. He did drop it. And the Bobcat got back on it. The Bobcat brought him down. Lane Grimes back there making a play. There, Bobcat defense got the better of that one. That's going to end up being about a 4-yard loss, and Skiles is injured. Skiles a little bit slow getting up here. They're going to stop the clock. And
he was a little shaken up on the last play.
Yeah, looks like he got a cramp maybe. Looks like maybe a little bit of a cramp. So they're going to send both teams to the sidelines here. So they'll tend to the injured Ava Bear player. 4:43 to go in the third quarter. Thayer down 28-13. We'll take a little step away here for just 30 seconds. We'll be back on the Ecom Sports Network.
We see the potential of the farmers that wake up early, of the local business owners that work late, of the people that are always ready to lend a hand. Because when you're from here, that's just what you do. At Southern Bank, we don't just help you reach your goals. We help you reach your potential so you can achieve what you want right in your hometown. Get started today with Southern Bank at bankwithsouthern.com. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And the injured player able to walk off the field under his own power. That's good to see. Well, maybe nothing too serious. And the Ava Bears now with a second down and 13 after the 3-yard loss on first down. 4:43 to go in the third quarter. Thayer trying to fight their way back into this game now, down just 2 touchdowns. And Thayer was down at half, 28-7. They have scored the only touchdown so far here in the second half. And don't know what the stoppage is. Both teams are ready to go now. The official says he's ready. And here we go. Ava. The quarterback up under. Shotgun. Got a man going in motion. Going to get a little misdirection coming the other way. Thayer Bobcats have got this play stopped. There'll be about a yard on the pickup. A good play by the Thayer Bobcats defense. Going to bring up a third down and long for the Ava Bears. Kyron Magnuson there making the stop along with... Jackson Willison. Brady Justice was there, too. Third down and 11 for the Ava Bears. They haven't been in this situation much tonight. Their Bobcat defense has really come out playing well in this second quarter, or this third quarter.
These Ava Bears, they look a little winded.
They do just a little bit. And then, maybe some fresh legs out there. Maybe some people playing that don't normally play a whole lot. Anyway, Ava on a third down and the 11. Here comes the flex phone. Richards under center. Fakes a pitch. Now going to throw. We're going to get a penalty flag down. We're going to have an illegal procedure on the Ava Bears. That'll back them up 5. So it's going to be third down and 16. They were going to throw the ball on that play.
Yes, they were.
He was going to bootleg and run it. I think the man in motion was doing a little wheel route. They were going to try and throw it out there to him. But... illegal procedure, and then the motion man started toward the line of scrimmage before the ball was snapped. Is what the illegal procedure was, picked up by the side judge. So third down, 16 for the Ava Bears. 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Single back set for the Bears. Now we got a man in motion. They take a hand off. No, they give it to the wide man. He's upended at the original line of scrimmage. That was Griffin Wilson. Came up and put a smack down on the Ava ball carrier. He picks up about 5 yards on the play, but it brings up fourth down from their own 30-yard line. It looks like the Eagle Bears are going to punt this ball. They are sending in the punt receiving unit. Lane Grimes will drop back deep. So with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, Eagle Bears are going to be punting the football for the first time tonight. So good job by the Thayer Bobcat defense to make the stop. Ava punter is on. Long signal count. Takes it, puts a foot into it, and it goes to the 30. Grimes lets it hit, and it bounces down, and it's going to roll all the way down to the 20-yard line. That's where Thayer Bobcat will have it, first and 10 at their own 20-yard line with 2:44 to go in the third quarter. Last time Thayer had it, they scored on a Jack Willison one-yard touchdown run after a beautiful catch by Willison over the middle on a fourth down play.
I think the toe's feeling a little better.
Yeah, I think it's getting a little better anyway. So Thayer getting the offense back out of the field. Landry Pitts back in there at the quarterback. Actually, the last drive for the Bobcats, they scored two times ago. Last drive ended in the interception.
Yep.
Second interception tonight. And that was just a play where Landry's trying to throw the ball away. It looked like it kind of slipped on it. Bobcats come out, split backfield. Flanker on the left. Get a handoff. That is to Mills. Mills out to the 25, 30, 31-yard line and down. Peyton Mills on a good run. Picks up the 11 yards and a first down brought to you by the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. They're Bobcats with a good first down play, picking up the 11 yards out to the 31-yard line. Thayer Bobcats trying to get back to within a touchdown here. I told you at halftime, this Thayer bunch, they're going to be resilient.
If anything, you love to see the fight in the second half.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the way Ava dominated the first half, Thayer actually has kind of dominated the second half.
Yep.
Bobcats send Biggers wide to the far side. Grimes wide to the near side. Short side of the field. Split back field. Double tight set. Landry going to give it up in the middle. That is Peyton Mills, and Peyton lowers his head and powers it out to the 35-yard line. He'll pick up about 4 yards on first down, bring up a second down and six for Thayer. Got to run it up in there every once in a while.
Got to keep him honest.
Got to keep him.
If you don't run it up in there, then they can just start guarding everybody.
Yeah.
So you run it in there and make them come back to the middle, and then you pop one on the outside.
Yeah, exactly. I believe I swallowed a bug.
Yeah, I think I saw it.
Yeah, second down and six for the Thayer Bobcats. Thanks for warning me. Bobcats come out here in the I formation. Double tight set. Fake a handoff. Little play action. Landry rolling to his right. Going to try and get away from the defender. Now looking to throw this ball away, and he does. Throws it out of bounds. Had a receiver in the area. That was Brendan Biggers. But it goes out of bounds, and Thayer now with a third down. Third down and six. Had a lot of pressure on Landry that time, managed to roll away from it. And being a smart kid, managed to throw that thing away instead of taking a big sack. Minute 27 to go. Clock stops on the incompleted pass. We're in the third quarter. They are trailing by two touchdowns and trying to put a drive together here against this Able Bear defense. Landry and shotgun. Three receivers far side, two near side. Landry takes a snap, looking over the middle, nobody open. No, he's got Biggers open in the middle, didn't see it. Now throws it, it's intended for Biggers, and he couldn't get there. Biggers going across the middle of the field was wide open, and then by the time Landry saw him, he had pressure and couldn't get the ball there. And Thayer now with a fourth down with a minute 19 to go in the third quarter, down by two touchdowns. Fourth and six. It looks like Thayer's going to punt the ball away. Looks like the Bobcats are going to punt and depend on that defense to get another stop. Just down two touchdowns. It doesn't sound like a lot. And Ava really dominated the first half, but Bobcats still in this game. Landry Pitts, remember the Bobcat quarterback is the punter. He's going to kick it. Does a low liner. Going to hit it to 40 and bounce down all the way to the 30 and keeps rolling all the way down to the 26. Down right there by the fair. Bobcats, the Ava Bears. Have it first and 10 at their own 26-yard line with a minute 8 to go in the third quarter.
How about that? Their Bobcat long snapper was the one that downed that one.
Was he really?
Yep.
Got down the field, made the down it. It's a 26-yard line. So here comes Zach Richards, number 2, quarterback for the Able Bears, 5'11", 155-pounder. He's been good tonight.
Yes, he has. Hasn't thrown the ball.
Hasn't thrown the ball one time, but he's run it for
61 yards on 13
61 carries. Yards. And here's that Bobcat defense looking to stop the run again. Ava in the flex zone. Sends and Styles in motion. They hand it to Adams. Leak fullback gets packed up at the line. They're still, somebody blow a whistle, would you? They're stacked up and fighting and fighting and fighting. The official just let them keep going. You wonder why the players are having a little extracurricular activity. That's why.
That is why.
Second down and 8 after a 2-yard pickup by Hunter Adams, big freshman, 5'11", 182 pounds. And he is a good one.
Yes, he is.
He is a good one. Plays fullback for the Able Bears, the undefeated number 4 ranked Able Bears.
Those 5 offensive linemen down there that are seniors sure do help him out.
Yes, they do. And when he gets stacked up, they continue to push the pile. So a second down and 8 for Ava. Got Skiles in motion. Quarterback gives a handoff. No, he's going to keep it. Trying to find some room. Bobcats have got him corralled at the 30-yard line. He'll dive ahead to about the 31, picking up about 2 on the play. Richards, the quarterback. So Fayer's been much better against this flex bone offense of the Ava Bears in the second half. They have been really good. Knock on wood so far. I don't want to jinx them. And that's the end of our third quarter. That was the final play of the third quarter. Our score, 28-13. Fayer trailing Ava by 2 touchdowns. Ava with a big 3rd down and 6 coming up right after the break. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
When you're in the market for a new pre-owned vehicle, you need to make a stop at Oregon County Cars in Fayer. They keep a good selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot all the time. And if you're looking for something special and they don't have it, tell them about it. They'll try and find you one. Oregon County Cars, where they offer a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. They're also a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just up the road from the Dairy Queen in Thayer.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
And here we go. Big 3rd down play. 3rd down and 6 for the Able Bears at their own 30-yard line. Richards takes a handoff. No, they give it to Mendel. Mendel's got the 1st down as he goes around right in. He needed 6. He got about 7. So Mendel with a big run. That's the first time they've taken that ball to the outside with Mendel in the second half, and he picks up a 1st down. Now, if I'm not mistaken, is that the first 1st down for the Bears in the second half?
That is the second.
Second 1st down in the second half for the Able Bears.
Does that carry? Mendel has 100 yards on the East.
100 yards for Mendel. And he hadn't carried it very much.
12 times.
12 times.
Did a really good job of
spreading it out. About an 8 yards per run average. That's pretty good.
Not a bad night.
Just underway in the 4th quarter. Ava with a new set of downs at the 44-yard line. They're on 44. Richards up under center. They fake the handoff. Now going to give them a pitch man. And he's tripped up at the line. What a tackle. Brendan Biggers came up to make the stop. Or was that Rowan?
That was Rowan.
Rowan Spencer came up, made the stop for the Thayer Bobcats. Knocked his feet out from under him. That was Skiles, who picks up only 1 yard on the play. So 2nd down and long. Well, the Able Bears, they don't panic. 28-13, they've got a 2-touchdown lead and the ball. They're letting this clock run as far as they can. Trying to shorten the game. Coach hadn't even signaled the play in yet. We're down to 20 seconds on the play clock. Now he gets one in. Here comes Richards. He'll come to the line of scrimmage. Big play for the Bobcat defense. Trying to get a stop here and get the ball back for the offense. 2nd down and 8, give us to Adams running up the middle. He manages to get out to about the 45-yard line. They gave him a pretty good spot all the way out to the 46. I don't know about that one. But anyway, so he picks up about 5 on the play. 3rd down and 4 for the Able Bears. So another huge 3rd down play with the Bobcat defense. Can they get a stop and get the ball back for the offense? 4th quarter action, Fayer down by 2 scores. Ava got a man in motion. That's Mendel. And now we're going to get a 5-yard penalty on the Fayer Bobcats. Jack Wilson just jumped offside. So a hard count. And Wilson jumped offside. And that will take it down to the, or take it to the 49-and-a-half yard line. So Ava in the Bobcat territory with a first down. And that's the third time tonight Thayer's given Ava first downs on penalties.
Yeah.
A couple on personal fouls, and then this one jumping off sides. And that's just an aggressive move. Coaches will be upset about it, but you'd rather see aggressive moves than mental mistake.
Yeah, all day long.
All day long. First and 10. Ava Bears at midfield. Richards under center. Gives to Adams. Now Richards going to keep. No, he gave it to Adams. Adams gets down to the 45. Finally brought down. And again, these officials waiting all day to blow the whistle. And it'll be a 45-yard line where they'll mark him down. 5-yard pickup for the big freshman, Hunter Adams. Right up the middle. Peyton Mills coming up to make the stop.
Yeah, Richards was trying to pull that one and run it around the outside, and Adams just took it from him.
Yeah, took it from him. Second down and 5. Ava's really good running this flex zone. They run it almost to protect perfection on every play.
They've, all but one of them have ran it for 4 straight years.
Yeah, exactly.
And have all been on the field most of
that. And that comes from having, you know, Coach Wolford, great coach, been here forever. Kind of a mirror image of the Bobcat program. Here's Richards again, giving to Adams up in the middle, and he is going to get a first down as the offensive line moves the pile all the way down to the 39. Richards faked like he was running with the ball, and Jack Wilson came up and smacked him in the face.
Yes, he did, and then afterwards he tried to go after him.
Yeah, Richards didn't much like it, but if you're going to carry out that fake, you got to plan on getting hit. So first down for the Ava Bears down to the 39-yard line on the 6-yard pickup by Richards, or excuse me, by Adams running up the middle again. So Ava just playing good old power football and running the clock. So you're down to 8:41. They're not even signaling the play in from the sidelines until the play clock gets inside of 15 seconds. They come to the line, 8 seconds to go. There's the give to Adams
again. Jackson does it again.
And Jackson got him again. And Richards again getting in his face.
Jackson, and the official warns the Bobcat player.
He's carrying out the fake like he's running. Anyway, Adams picks up 2 yards on the play. Bobcats get him corralled. And it's second down at 8. For the Able Bears, still on the move, down under, by the time they run this play, will be under 8 minutes to go in the game. Their Bobcat defense needing a stop to get the ball again.
I'd look for that jet sweep around the outside.
Yeah, it might be about Mendel time right here. About Mendel time. He's a flanker on the left side in that flex zone offense. He goes in motion. They give it to Adams again in the middle, and Adams is going to get stopped at the line. He'll pick up 1 yard. So third down and long. Third down at about 6, almost 7 for the Ava Bears here. So Ava. Again, Austin Green making another tackle for the Thayer Bobcats. So Ava down with another third down and long. Last time they had this very exact same scenario, they went to Mendel and he picked up the 7 yards in the first down. So we'll see what they do here. Number 12. Watch for him to get the ball. Adams to fullback, the freshman, behind Richards at the line of scrimmage. Ava straight back. Oh, they're looking to throw. Ava looking to throw. They throw it out. It's complete, but the receiver fell down. And it'll be a loss of 4 yards on the pass play. So the pass complete to Caden Lee, but he couldn't keep his feet, and he went down to his knees when he caught it. It'll bring up fourth down and 9 yards to go for the Ava Bears. They're at the Thayer Bobcat 38-yard line. They're going to go for it here. And this time I would definitely look for Mendel. Bobcats got a little bit of pressure. Jackson Willison got a little pressure on the quarterback. And now the quarterback is going wide to the far side.
Because number 12 is the punter.
Mendel is, they're going to punt it. They are going to punt this ball. Mendel on the punt. And he kicks it, angles it toward the sideline. And it's going to go out of bounds, down inside the 20. Where will they mark it out? Officials still running up the sidelines. They're going to mark it out of bounds at about the 17-yard line. So good punt. Pins the Bobcats deep in their own end with 6 minutes to go in the game. Ava leading 28-13. If you're the Thayer Bobcats right now, and we're looking at this now from trying to gain points in the district standings. The Thayer trailed Marionville by 5 points. Another touchdown. Glad to hear that. Over $4,000 for that young man with leukemia in his family. Fantastic. Way to go, Ava. And Thayer Bobcat fans contributed too. Here's Pitts in shotgun formation. Give a little handoff. Got it to Willison. Willison running to the outside. He's across the 20. Gets out to about the 23-yard line and brought down. That was Willison. The PA announcer keeps calling Willison Mills, but it wasn't. It was Willison, number two. Had a pickup of about 5 yards on the play for the Bobcat senior running back, Jackson Willison, who hasn't had much opportunity to run it tonight.
No, he's got 5 carries with 6 yards.
And 5 of them came on that play. Here come the Thayer Bobcats on a 2nd down and 5. Andrews gets up under center, single back behind him. They got a flanker on either side. Our man goes in motion. That is Willison. Willison gets the handoff, gets about to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. Abel was in. That'll wrap him up. That may have been Mills that time. Anyway, yeah, that was Mills on the carry that time, and it went for nothing. It is 3rd down and 5 yards to go for the Thayer Bobcats. 5 minutes and 13 seconds to go in the game. They're needing a big play.
Yes, they do. They haven't had one tonight.
And not a really big one. Well, you know, the 27-yarder to Willison over the middle. Well, the one to Mills.
Yeah.
Then another one to Willison on the pass play. But they weren't a big, big play. They need a big play here. 3rd down and 5. Andrew Pitts up under center. Got Mills behind him. Super check. 3 wideouts on the field. Landry back, looking to throw, throwing this one up for Magnuson. He's well covered, and he threw it over his head out of, and it falls incomplete. Great coverage back there by number 44, Spencer Skiles, and Magnuson just couldn't shake him. Now to bring up 4th down, and Thayer, I think, will be forced to punt this ball. Oh, yeah. You got there. Now you're down to your own 23-yard line. No choice but to punt it with 4:41 to go in the game. And the point I was going to make, if you play Ava, undefeated number 4-ranked Ava to within a touchdown, you're going to gain positive points from that district stand.
Yeah.
Landry Pitts back there to punt from his own 10-yard line. Good snap. Putting the foot into it. High spiraling kick will hit at the 45 and down by Lane Grimes at the 42-yard line. That's where the Ava Bears will have it. Team just exchanging punts here in the second half for the most part. Thayer with the only touchdown of the second half. Came with 5:22 to go in the third quarter. We ended the third quarter, Thayer down 28-13. We're down to 4.5 minutes to play in the game. Thayer still down 28-13. Ava has not scored in the second half. That's got to be a bit frustrating for the Bears.
Yeah, definitely, especially the way they were scoring the first half.
Yeah, and they really haven't done anything different.
And they haven't subbed anybody in.
No, still got the starters out there, all the seniors and the one freshman. Richards up under center. He takes a handoff in the middle. Nope, he does give it to Adams. Adams just powers it ahead. Going to pick up about 2 yards. And Ava now just working the clock. We're down to 4:25 to go in the game. Ball out to the 44-yard line. 2-yard pickup. 2nd down and 8 for Ava. Bear could get a stop. Get the ball back. And again, getting within that one touchdown would be huge for these Ava Bears tonight. Or for the Thayer Bobcats. 2nd down and 8. At their own 44, Ava, again, just letting that clock run all the way down to 4 minutes to go. Now Richards comes up under center. Zach Richards, number 12, or number 2, the senior.
I would look for Mendel.
Long signal count. They give it to Adams. No, the quarterback's going to keep it. Now gives it to Mendel. Mendel gets hit in the backfield and down. Lane Grimes came up and smacked Mendel right in the helmet. And back at the 48, back at the 39-yard line. That's going to be a 6 yard. Well, they gave him forward progress to the 41. Yeah, no way. Anyway, they called it down at the 41, so a loss of 4 yards on the play. It'll be 3rd down and 11 for the Ava Bears. We've seen that particular spot a number of times this year, and I don't know if there's something new. I'm going to need to check with an official. If somebody getting dropped, you know, 3-4 yards deep and bringing the ball back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Anyway, 3rd down and 11. Able bringing a man in motion. They give it to Adams up in the middle. He breaks the tackle, and he's going to go. He's to the 35, 30, 20, 10, touchdown. Hunter Adams right up the gut, and I don't know if he ever got touched, and that boy's got some speed now. That boy's got some wheels. Hunter Adams will score with 2:55 to play in the game to make it 34-13, and the extra point try still to come. I mean, that was right up the gut of the defense, and he never got touched. Blakey is on to attempt his fifth extra point. He is 4 for 4 so far. Will he go 4 for 5? Number 15, Jeremiah Blakely. And ball is back, and kick is up. And it's good. He's 5 for 5. That makes it 35-13. Naval Bears lead the Thayer Bobcats. That reignited that Naval Bear team.
Yes, it did.
And, how long was that run, by the way?
59 yards.
59 yards on the run for the touchdown. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with the kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Community First Banking Company declares My Card Rules. It's their new mobile app feature that allows you to add alerts or restrictions to your debit card, report a lost or stolen debit card, or temporarily suspend your card and reactivate it, all at the touch of a fingertip. And Community First still offers free checking accounts, free debit cards, and free paper statements.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
And we're back after the timeout. The Able Bears have just scored on a 55-yard touchdown run by their freshman fullback. That is Hunter Adams. That puts him up over 100 for the game, doesn't it?
Yeah, that puts him at 115.
115 yards on the game, and Mendel with 100, so 200-yard rushers in the game tonight for Ava. They lead it 35-13. Here's Blakey. Kick it off again. Blakely will kick it over to the far side, taken by Grimes. Grimes hands it off to Pitts. And Pitts now going to hand it off to whoever that is.
I believe that's Biggers.
Was it Biggers? Hands off to Biggers, and he's brought down immediately at the 26-yard line. So Thayer Bobcats will have it there with 2:47 to play in the game, down 35-13. Thayer Bobcat offense, I think you come out winging it here.
Yeah, just playing for confidence.
Yeah, just trying to play for confidence. Next week, Thayer Bobcats will be at home. They'll take on the Willow Springs Bears. Be senior night over at Lewis Bosman Field next Friday night. And then wrap up the season the week after that at Mountain Grove. So that'll be a couple of tough games for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer here in shotgun formation with 2:47 to play in the game, down by 3 touchdowns. Landry Pitts straight back looking to throw. Got some time, throws it over the middle, pass is incomplete. Bobcats have two receivers in the area. Grimes, I think, was the intended receiver, broken up by the defender. That was Mendel back there. Boy, these Able Bears, they're quick. And Coach Weber's, talked about on the pregame show that they play a lot of man-to-man. And they think they've got good enough athletes to cover.
And they don't just, whoever's on this side of the field covers this guy, like a lot of people will.
Right.
Mendel has been on Lane Grimes no matter where he's been at on the field.
Yeah, it's been a straight-up man-to-man all night long. They are now on a second down and 10. Landry's rolling to his right, trying to get away from Denver. He's just going to have to tuck it and run now. He's out to the 30, up the sidelines, out of bounds at about the 35. So Pitts will pick up about 8 yards on the carry, make it third down and 2 for the Thayer Bobcats. Box stops as he goes out of bounds with 2:31 to play in the game. Third down and 2 for the Thayer Bobcats. You would really like to get another touchdown. You'd like to put 6 more points on the board in the game on a high note.
Get your confidence back going.
Get your confidence back going up to take on the Bears next week. Well, they're going to come in hungry, those Bears are. And last we knew, they were getting beat tonight 6-0 by the Houston Tigers. Grimes and shotgun on a third down and a short 2. Takes the snap, looking over the middle, throws this one out, complete, and a first down with the Thayer Bobcats. Out of bounds at the 40, but the pass was complete to Magnuson. Magnuson got tackled immediately, but it's a 6-yard pickup on the first down, brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedics in West Plains, and the Bobcats already to the line. They're going in a little 2-minute hurry up here. Landry and shotgun, 2:20 to go in the game, straight back looking to throw, looking for the same play, throws it out. Very close to a pass interference right there. And Mendel coming up, and he's hurt.
Ooh, you hate to see that.
You do hate to see that. Mendel is hurt for the Ava Bears. He came up there and made a little contact early with Magnuson. No penalty call. But he is shaking up on the play. Now they help him up. He'll have to go out of the game because they stopped the clock. And he's going to go limping off. He was shaking up a little bit. But he's running over to the sideline. It'll bring up a second down And, well, pass was incomplete, so second down and 10 at their own 40-yard line. 2:14 to play in the ballgame. Fair trying to take this one down the field and put some points on the board. So you do it. Do you go after the guy who came in place of Mendel?
Yes.
Well, they shifted Richards over there, the quarterback. Fair and shotgun again. Landry Pitts. Then the man in motion. And now straight back looking to throw. Got some pressure. He'll step up in the pocket. Throw it over the middle. It's caught.
Fender fell down.
Ball is caught. And that is Willison. Willison's all the way down.
Mills
all the way down to the 22-yard line. But we got a penalty flag down on the far side. And this one may be coming back. Magnuson was over there for Thayer to look at the officials. I think the Bobcats are going backwards. This is coming back. Wow, boy, you hate to see that. Mills, when he makes a catch, he is a load to try and bring down. And personal foul, helmet to helmet. And Magnuson.
Are you for real?
Comes out. That was away from the, I mean, that was on the complete other side of the field.
They may claim that was a little bit of retaliation from earlier.
I guess so. But anyway, Coach Weber calls the official over. And what's an explanation?
He is livid.
He's saying, yeah, and he's pointing to the play over here where the Bobcat player got hit out of bounds a while ago. So the penalty takes it back to the 35-yard line. So second down and 15 for the Thayer Bobcats after what was a huge gain down to the Ava 22. And a penalty on the play that was 30 yards away from where the ball was.
Yeah.
All right. Second down and 15.
Not much to say about that.
Yeah, that is the third personal foul against the Thayer Bobcats here tonight. Thayer sends two receivers wide to the near side, one to the far side. Andrew Pitson shotgun on a second down and 15. Takes a hand off the grind, throwing this ball over the middle. It is caught. That is Mills again. He's got his feet cut out from under at the 42-yard line. That'll be about a 7-yard pickup by Peyton Mills of the Thayer Bobcats. You know, Mills is kind of the future in that backfield for the Thayer Bobcats.
The bright future.
It is. He's just a junior. He'll be back next year, of course, with some of the others. So third down and 8 for the Thayer Bobcats. We're down to a minute 13. The clock is running. Bobcats come out in split back formation behind Landry Pitts. A play action fake. Rolling to his left. Looking for somebody to throw it to. Now he's going to get brought down for about a 2-yard loss. And that should have been.
How about the helmet to helmet there?
Yeah, and the
now
horse collar.
Now he won't get off of it.
And, you know, and I think there's a horse collar in there, too. And Landry Pitts gets up. Good pressure. Pitts is brought down for about a 2-yard loss. So fourth down with 40 seconds to go. And the Thayer Bobcats might as well go for it here.
Yeah, I think they're going to.
Yeah, they're going to go for it here on fourth down. So the Thayer Bobcats going to go down to defeat for just the second time this year. They lost the season opener to number 4-ranked Hayti and will lose this one to number 4-ranked in Class 2, Ava, 35-13, unless they score on this play.
Really nothing to hang your head about there.
And the Bobcats have player out of formation. Now Landry gets them set up, and the play clock's going to run out. That'll be a 5-yard penalty. So that's what happens when you got players that aren't normally playing in the game.
Yep.
They're just not quite aware of where to go. They can get lined up right, and then by the time they did, the play clock had run out. So fourth down and 14 here for the final play of the game. And the Thayer Bobcats break the long one for a touchdown, or will it remain 35-13? Coach Weber will not be happy after this ballgame.
Nope.
Second half has been a little better, but first half, they were just dominated. But here they come, Bobcats to the line. And Landry back looking to throw the football, throws it down the sideline. Catch is made at the 40, to the 30, to the 20, and out of bounds. That was it Grimes? That was Lane Grimes. He's out of bounds at the 17-yard line. But the play goes from the 35. That is 42 yards on the completion. And that will end the ball game right there with our score 35-13. The Ava Bears have beaten the Thayer Bobcats here on senior night on the hill in Ava. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with yours. Shelter Insurance and Jurekman post-game report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Let the doctor inspect your car, truck, or SUV on a regular basis to keep major problems to a minimum. Car Doctor 2, just north of Thayer, has trained hands and knowledge to keep things working like they should. A regular oil change, tire inspection, and service job can pay for themselves in the long run. Should you need minor or major repair, trailer repair, alignment, or new tires, the Car Doctor 2 is where you should go. They now have the equipment to fix AC problems for old and new Freon systems. The Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We buy cars, trucks, and SUVs. Used vehicles are worth top dollar right now, and we want to buy your car. Bring by your vehicle and title for an instant cash offer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, back to you after the ball game. The Thayer Bobcats lose this one 35-13, and really kind of a tale of two halves. Thayer Bobcats were just overmatched and were dominated in the first half as Ava sprinted out to a 28-7 halftime lead. But then each team just scoring one touchdown. Thayer actually kind of got back into it down 28-13 midway through the third quarter. But Ava got the long touchdown run at the end. And, so hats off to the Ava Bears. They remain undefeated 7-0. They are now 5-0 and in first place all alone, sitting atop the South Central Association. Thayer Bobcats dropped to 5-2 and will be 4-1 in conference play. And, of course, the Willow Spring Bears coming up next week. Take a look at our scoring in the ball game. Ava got on the board first. Neither team scored in the first quarter. But with 10:38 to go in the first quarter, Skiles scored on a 5-yard run, and that followed a Thayer Bobcat fumble that gave Ava the ball on a short field. Bobcats got it back after the kick, and another fumble gave Ava the ball on a short field. And with 10:04 to go in the first half, Mendel scored on a 10-yard run. In a matter of 34 seconds, Ava went from being in a tie game to having a 14-0 lead. Thayer then scored with 5:33 to go in the first half. Pitts to Mills on an 8-yard touchdown pass. Extra point was good. We were 14-7 at that point. But Ava wasn't done. After another Bobcat turnover, Ava had the short field, and with a minute 26 to go in the first half, Mendel scored on a 12-yard run, made it 21-7. Thayer turned it over again, and Ava scored a minute 8 seconds later. With 18 seconds to go in the half, Adams on a 5-yard run. Extra point was good. It was 28-7 at the half. Each team scored one time in the second. Thayer scored with 5:22 to go in the third quarter. Willison on a 1-yard run after a couple of beautiful pass plays. One to Peyton Mills and another to Jackson Willison. And actually one to Lane Grimes. It was Lane Grimes caught the one down around the goal line. Willison went in for the 1-yard touchdown run. And that made it 28-13. They are right back in the game. But the team just traded blows then, traded punch, you might say. And finally, Ava got on the board again with 2:55 to go in the game, a 55-yard touchdown run by their young freshman fullback, Hunter Adams, a 55-yard run, and that made it 35-13. That ends up being your final. Thayer Bobcats don't have anybody to blame but themselves on this one. I mean, I think they get a good account of themselves, but You can't turn the ball over four times and give the your opponent short fields. And every time, it resulted in Ava having the ball at the 30 or the 35-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats. So you just can't do that and expect to win football games against really good football teams. All right, so Thayer again loses tonight. 35-13 is the final. Statman Adam working on getting the final stats together. So we will step away. We'll be back with more of the Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman postgame report right after this timeout.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Looking to sell your home? Look to a REMAX agent. From pricing to staging to closing, REMAX agents have the skills and experience to help you go from for sale to sold. I'm Alex O'Neill, broker owner at REMAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. When you find yourself in need of professional real estate services, give our team a call at 417-264-6161 or stop by our convenient location next to McDonald's in Thayer. REMAX, the right agent every step of the way. Each office independently owned and operated.
If you see it, you better grab it at the annual fall preview sale at Monty's Outdoors. Stock up on fall favorites from Columbia fleece jackets, hoodies, flannel shirts, and save 20% off. Find the latest styles of Under Armour, Hook, and Life is Good apparel, all at 20% off. Check out the restocked hat wall. Over 400, just 400 new hats available. And take a look at all the latest in camo, boots, hunting gear, and accessories. If you see it, you better grab it at the annual fall preview sale at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Back after the ball game, the Ava Bears have won this one tonight, 35-13 over the Thayer Bobcats. And Statman Adam been working on the final stats, and Thayer made up some ground in the second half after being outgained 182-80 in the first half. They've kind of evened things up in the second.
Yeah, really, if you take away the one big run by Adams.
55-yard run,
59-yard run. The stats are almost identical. We'll start with the Ava Bears. Rushing-wise, as a team, they had 297 yards with 12 first downs and 5 touchdowns. The quarterback, Richards, number 2, he had 63 yards on 14 carries. Blaine Mendel, number 12, he had 96 yards on 13 carries. Skiles, number 44, had 23 yards on 6 carries. And the freshman Adams, the fullback, had 115 yards on 19 carries.
Including a 59-yarder.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then passing-wise, Richards did throw the ball once in the second half. He was 1-for-1, but it was a negative 4 yards. So that brings their game totals to 293 yards with 15 first downs and 5 touchdowns. Then you get to the Thayer Bobcats. Rushing-wise, they had 51 yards with 3 first downs and 1 touchdown. Passing, Landry Pitts was 12 for 27 with 182 yards, 2 interceptions, 1 touchdown, and 6 first downs. Their totals was 233 yards with 2 touchdowns and 9 first downs. Look at some individual rushing stats. Landry Pitts had 15 yards on 9 carries. Jackson Willison, 6 yards on 6 carries. Peyton Mills, 22 yards on a hard 6 carries. And Lane Grimes had 8 yards on 2 carries.
Yeah, and that was the difference tonight. Ava was able to stop the run. And, again, you're talking about a banged-up Thayer Bobcat backfield. Jackson Willison, you know, gave it a go tonight, and he played hard, but you know that foot had to bother him with the turf toe. And no Griffin Willison back there to block, and Peyton doing the best he could. But Thayer did some good things tonight. I know the coaches will talk about the positive, and the positive was the fact that the aerial game for these Thayer Bobcats is really good. And there were some times when Landry got pressured and, you know, made a bad throw, had 2 interceptions tonight. But you got to look at those positives as you move forward, because now, well, nobody's going to beat Ava. They got Willow Springs next week, and then they got Kabul next week, and then Willow Springs, and it would be a huge upset if one of those two teams was to beat these Ava Bears. So they're probably going to finish the SCA season unbeaten and head into districts unbeaten. But for Thayer now, you can forget about winning that SCA title.
It's Willow week.
We got Willow Springs next week, and then we got the trip to Mountain Grove the week after that. Now it's time to start getting ready, getting well, getting the people that are kind of banged up a little bit all healed up, and get ready for district play. And I don't think that Thayer will drop in the district standings this week, but we'll have to wait and see when those numbers are all computed next week. All right, we've got to name the Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game, presented by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. We will do that in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And time for us to name the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game, and we're going to go with, it's unanimous in the booth, we're going with Peyton Mills this week. Peyton not only did a great job out there on offense, and he made some big catches and had a couple of nice runs, but he was also all over the place on defense.
Yeah.
So we're
going to
go with Peyton Mills as the Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game. All right, again, next week, Thayer Bobcats are back in Lewis Bosman Field. We hope to get a big crowd out as the Willow Springs Bears will be coming to town. And before we step away, let's see if we can get an update from the Ecom Sports Desk on some of the other games going on around the region. Guys, what do you got for us?
Well, we've got a few scores for you. West Plains still leading Parkview in the third quarter, 50-12. That score had a long halftime due to homecoming. Liberty defeated Kabul 36-7. Donovan over East Prairie 32-12. Mountain Grove over Salem 20-13. Willow Springs defeating Houston 21-6. Mountain Home leading Van Buren 42-15. Batesville over Forest City 39-12. Blytheville over Highland 34-14. Pocahontas leading Cave City 35-12. Mountain View over Newport 20-8. Hoxie leading Corning 35-0. And Salem, Arkansas leading East Poinsett County 28-22. Mike?
Thank you, Hayden. And we'll have a complete look at the all the finals for you on the sports news in the morning. I'm going to wrap it up with the Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman of West Plains post-game report. Folks, hope you enjoyed our ball game. Game tonight brought to you by Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley and Thayer, the Moart Stockyards, Lots Orthopedics in Mountain Home and West Plains, the FMBC Community Bankers, Lauren Perkins Allen, Attorney at Law, State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil and Thayer, Southern Bank in Thayer, Ozarka College, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains, Century 21 Combs and Associates in Thayer, Oregon County Cars, the Thayer Pizza Inn, Community First Banking Company, the Car Doctor 2, along with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Thayer Dental Care, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in Thayer and West Plains, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman of West Plains, the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic and Dr. Mike Kersey, Monty's Outdoors of West Plains, the REMAX Real Estate Exchange, Alex and Kylie O'Neill in Thayer, and the Baxter Regional Health System's Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Before we get out, I want to remind you, $50 for each touchdown the Thayer Bobcats score all season. Going into the bank for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, compliments of the Thayer Dental Care. Tonight, another $100 for the kids at St. Jude. Thank you, Thayer Dental Care. For Statman Adam and the guys back at the studio, I'm the Red Bull Mike Crace. Till next time, have a good time. Thayer Bobcat Football, a presentation of the Ecom Sports Network.